for three. Top of the key and count is. Williams dribbled off his foot, stolen by Marshall. Up ahead to Avery Lewis, who lays it up and in. Athletic. Bounce pass to Williams. Corner three, left side of the air. And it's in the hoop. The Maestro is back in two here in the second half.
There you go.
And the Warriors have a 5-point lead.
Wayne State University with FM 101.5 and AM 1400. The Patriot proudly present Wayne State Warrior Basketball. Let's go courtside with Kevin Breckmacher and begin countdown to tip-off.
Hello, everybody. No Kevin Breckmacher this week. Brady Beaton in filling for him alongside Joe Abramson. We welcome you in to the Wayne State Fieldhouse here in Midtown Detroit for what used to be a GLIAC matchup between the Lake Erie Storm and your Wayne State Warriors. Joe, a couple of teams looking to build some positive momentum in the early part of this season.
Yeah, a couple of one-win teams, Brady. And with the Warriors, hey, they just got their first win on Friday, so they're trying to get a streak going. This is the second of a three-game homestand. They're going to take on the Storm, going to show them a lot of different looks defensively. The Warriors, on the other hand, going to show them a lot of different looks offensively because there's not any one guy you've got to try to stop.
No, and you mentioned the three-game homestand. Sunday, back here against Lawrence Tech. You'll be back here for that one. But in the meantime, we have a Lake Erie team who, while their record is 1-3, they've played some teams pretty tough, some teams Wayne State very familiar with. They lose against Ferris in overtime. Ferris has been a pretty good program. They lose to Lake State by 4. They've been a pretty solid program. This Lake Erie team might be a little better than their early season record shows.
Absolutely, and they're going to want to prove that, and they're going to come in saying, okay, we've played those teams. Now we're playing a team that's got just one victory. Let's get them on their court. Warriors, though, have to feel good. You know, I know you talked to Coach Smothers before the game. You finally got that one win. He's got a lot of young guys. They've still got to get a feel for each other, and he's got to get a feel for them. But this is a big opportunity for the Warriors to get something going early in the season.
Absolutely, and one of the things we did talk about, and you'll hear that in a moment, is you have to find that balance between, hey, do I go all in to win these non-conference games, or do I take some early season lumps so that when you get to January, when you get to February, in the dog days of the season, hey, my team is farther along because we took those lumps in the first part of the season.
You know, and that is a matter of coach's philosophy because you see guys, you go up to the D1 level, you see Greg Campy at Oakland University. He'll take the lumps. He's going to play the Big Ten teams, Michigan State, Ohio State, people like that, thinking it's going to get him better for his conference games. With a young team like this, you might be trying to find out who can play, not just about taking your lumps, just find out what rotations work, which guys play better with each other, which groupings are better. Some guys are better off the bench. You find out who those guys are.
Well, and you talk about a team trying to find the hot hand. That's Lake Erie. Now, they have one or two guys that are going to do the bulk of the scoring, but you look scorers basically 4 through 10. They're pretty much the same, so you never really know who that secondary scoring is going to come from with the Storm.
And so if you're Wayne State, what are you going to do? Are you going to say, I'm going to take those two guys, Manning and Liebacher, and I'm going to shut them down and make sure those other guys have to win? Or do you say, they're going to get theirs, there isn't going to be a third? That we don't know. See what the Warriors think about that.
Right, give up 30 to one, 20 to another, and hold the rest to under 20, then you're in a decent spot right there. So we will we'll step aside for a moment. I did get a chance to talk with Coach Smothers earlier in the night. He talked about this young team coming off a win over Lewis and just a little bit more getting ready, trying to build that early season momentum. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Wayne State Warrior Basketball here on The Patriot.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have 2 branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
The pregame show continues next.
Hey, Warrior fans. The Wayne State University men's and women's basketball teams will next be at home on Sunday, November 26th with a doubleheader against the Blue Devils of Lawrence Tech University. The men will play first, tipping off at 1 p.m. inside the fieldhouse, followed by the women starting up at approximately 3 p.m. We hope you can join us on game day. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to the Locker Room Report. I'm Brady Beaton, joined by head ball coach Brian Smothers. Coach, last time out, got a win over Lewis, the first one in D2 this year. Let's start with that. What went right in that game? What did you like what you saw from your team in the victory?
Yeah, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, there were some learning lessons from previous games that we were able to look back on and make sure that we made some adjustments and some corrections too in that game. We got off to a pretty good start and lead at halftime, and we were able to get to the locker room and, you know, make some minor adjustments, and I think that gave us enough fuel in the second half to go out, execute, and finish the game.
Who are some of the guys, when you look back on, watch the film, that you thought, hey, they played pretty well, I like what I saw from them?
Yeah, I think it was one of those games where there was quite a few guys that played well. You know, we had a double-double from Colin Ghost and Jordan Briggs coming off the bench, you know, leading us in scoring. Other guys made some shots, made some plays. Tamario Alley had a segment in the second half where he kind of took over the game. So one of those games where, you know, a lot of guys chipped in, and I think that's a strength for our team. You know, the challenge is doing it consistently.
Starting to get into the flow of the season a little bit. Early season basketball can be a learning curve. You know, some teams, when you're more veteran-led, kind of hit the ground running. You have a lot of young guys and some guys that might not be freshmen but are new to the program. Are you starting to see them gel and understand what you want from them, and they're getting the message and translating that onto the floor?
Right, yeah, you know, it's a time on task. You know, as a staff, we're learning the guys on the team what their strengths are, what we maybe envisioned for this team. Maybe that, hey, maybe now that wasn't necessarily the best thing for us, so now we need to pivot to things that do fit our team best. And same thing for the guys, them building their relationships on and off the court, them getting to know how each other plays. All of those things are happening in real time right now. But, you know, the more games we play, the more experiences we have, the more and better we'll be as the season goes on.
Obviously, when you're playing these early season games, you want to get the wins. You want to stack them up. But how important is it to figure that out? How do you balance trying to figure out what your team needs to be and maybe have the long-term focus of, all right, we need to take our bumps now so that in February and March we're playing our best basketball, compared to, hey, we need to get some of these wins early in the season?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I think it's a day-by-day thing. You know, you never want to look too far ahead, but at the same time, you know, you can win all your games in a non-conference in early season, and you get the conference play, and you don't win those games, and no one remembers that. So, obviously, the goal is to win the games, but, you know, we want to be playing our best ball as the season goes, and once we get to January, February, March, we want to be as strong as possible.
Let's talk about the team you have coming in tonight, Lake Erie. Their record isn't great early, but their losses, they've been pretty competitive in most of them. And they've played some pretty good teams, and there are some teams you're familiar with Ferris and Lake State. What do you see from this Lake Erie team coming in to Detroit tonight?
Yeah, man, they're really tough. They have some interchangeable parts with how they play. They play really hard. Multiple defenses. They like to switch up, you know, full court press, half court, some zone as well. They have enough shooting. They have enough size, and the guard play is solid too. You know, so they present some different challenges for us than we've experienced thus far this season. But ultimately, I believe it's a game where if we come out and we play as hard as we can, we take care of the basketball, and we play complementary basketball, that gives us the best shot to win.
Well, Coach, leads perfectly into my final question. Who needs to play well, and what do you need to do well as a team to get a win tonight and stack a couple of W's together?
Yeah, you know, there has to be an outlier today, someone that, you know, maybe they're in a starting lineup, maybe they're not. You know, someone's going to step up in this game and make some plays for us. Ultimately, like I said, our energy and effort, our ability to be strong and take care of the basketball, rebound the basketball, and get quality shots on offense in can lead us to success.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate it. Thank you, and good luck against Lake Erie.
Thanks, Brady.
He's head coach Brian Smothers. I'm Brady Beaton, and you're listening to Wayne State Warrior Basketball.
Uniprop is proud to sponsor the fine athletes that participate at Wayne State University. Wayne State is the heart of Detroit and the young student-athletes that represent the university and the city are a great example of dedication to living a healthy, productive life. Uniprop has been based in southeastern Michigan for 40 years, investing in private equity and real estate to support the area and its residents, and the support for Wayne State is just an extension of that.
The Patriot, FM 101.5, AM 1400, WDTK, Detroit. The Salem Media Group, on the NASDAQ as SALM.
This is a great day for Henry Ford Sports Medicine. As the official team physicians for the Detroit Pistons and care provider for the Detroit Lions, today we welcome another athlete whom we proudly care for, Lisa.
How is your injury?
It turned out to be just a twisted knee.
When can you return to Zumba?
Maybe next week.
Lisa, one more question.
Henry Ford Sports Medicine, official team physicians for athletes like Lisa and you. Learn more at henryford.com/sports.
Warrior Basketball plays on WDTK Detroit. Now, down to the hardwood at the Wayne State Fieldhouse for today's tip-off.
The green and gold of old Wayne State flies over the field today. Our hearts and life will win the night of victory. It's on its way. The team is strong, for them we'll cheer. Wayne State will march along. And at the end, our voices blend in Wayne State's victory song.
Welcome back to the Wayne State Fieldhouse. Brady Beaton alongside Joe Abramson for tonight's non-conference men's basketball action between your Wayne State Warriors and the Lake Erie Storm. Let's take a look at today's starting lineups brought to you by your Metro Detroit Chevy dealer. We will start with the visiting Storm from Lake Erie. They will send out Kelvin Swims, Caleb Picks, Leon Hughes, Jake Leibacher, and Johnny Manning, the starting five. Joe, they got a couple of good scores in that starting five.
Leibacher, 6'2 guard, averages 11.5. Manning's the guy, though, 6'7", splits time between forward and center, 16.3 points per game, almost 8 rebounds a game. Those are the two guys you got to watch.
And he is a load, 6'7", 200 pounds. They're going to have their work cut out stopping number 34. Let's take a look at your Wayne State Warriors starting five. They will send out Colin Golson Jr., Tamario Adley, Carmelo Harris, Ray Williams Jr., and the big man back in the lineup, Matt Coffey, returns to action at the center position.
I think Coffey's important, averaging almost 15 points a game, 6 rebounds a game. As much as what he's going to present offensively, he's going to make Manning have to work on the defensive end.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting dynamic. You mentioned Manning splits time between where he plays. Interested to see how head coach Brian Smothers decides to try to stop a prolific scorer from Lake Erie.
I got a question for you. We heard that fight song coming in the intro. That wasn't you singing.
No,
but,
it was not.
I mean, you're a former athlete here, though. Do you know the words to that song?
I do. We had to learn it in camp every year.
Oh, man.
I can tell you, every single Wayne State player that went through when I was here had to know that fight song.
So it's ingrained. You've got it.
Okay. Yes, you find yourself humming it randomly.
I was watching you keeping rhythm to it, so I was just thinking, man.
Yes,
just,
it is. Yep. Trust me, there is. You hear it enough, and especially now doing the broadcast, we start every game with it.
Right.
So now you really have it. That's one of those that are in your subconscious that I don't think I'll ever forget. But as the starting lineups are announced for Wayne State, Joe, any final thoughts in this non-conference game before we get this ball tipped off?
Nah, just it's nice. You got to like it for the Warriors. Right before Thanksgiving, that you got a little bit of a home streak. You don't have to go anywhere. Lake Erie, they got to hustle home after this, back to Ohio, get whatever they've got to get settled before they get to their families for Thanksgiving. It's kind of nice to be home for this, unless you're on a football team that's got a long playoff run.
Absolutely. Lake Erie in their all green uniforms, white numbers, white lettering across the chest. Wayne State in their home grays, a little bit of green and gold piping down the side. As we will have Manning and Coffey meet in the circle, ready to get this game underway.
You know, and you had talked off the air about how these uniform colors are pretty similar. It does look like it could be an inter-squad scrimmage.
It does, as Coffey wins the tip for Wayne State. We are underway here in Midtown Detroit. On the right wing, Adley bounces up top. Harris with the left, attacking, floater from 10, misses long, rebound tip right back to Harris, a shot up, shot is in, and Wayne State with the 2-0 lead just 20 seconds in.
Credit that one to Coffey, though. He got good position on the rebound, not able to grab it, but was able to tip it to Harris and get him a wide open shot, because as he tipped it, he also set a screen that gave him the lane.
Manning, short corner left side, drives baseline, kicks to the corner, and he stepped out of bounds. It was Caleb Picks, his heel just caught that far sideline. Wayne State gets the stop.
You see that at every level all the time. It's not something that sounds like a grumpy old guy, but you used to never see that. And it is constant.
Wayne State driving. That is Adley. Kicks out the three. Up the three is down from Ray Williams Jr. 9:10 to go in the first half. 5-0 Wayne State already.
And Ray Williams looked like he knew that thing was down the minute it left his hand.
Picks. Flips up top. Manning gives right wing extended. In the short corner, Leibacher gives out for Hughes. Manning, free throw line, spins right, fades away, bank not open, offensive rebound Picks, kicks out, threes up, three cannot be answered, a second offensive rebound, Manning can't finish, another offensive rebound, and if you give him enough chances, well, Kayla Picks finishes 5-2 Wayne State.
And as much as I talked about the good job boxing out on the offensive end, there was no boxing out going on the defensive end there.
That is something that will get a coach pretty fired up pretty quickly.
Yeah, because that's about effort and position.
18:33 to go in the first half. 5-2 Wayne State on top of Lake Erie. Coffey straight away, top of the arc, gives left side to Harris. Harris from just inside three, misses long. One bounce on the rebound to Manning, and Lake Erie on the break.
Well, he had a trailer there if he wanted to get the layup. Instead, they went outside with it.
Hughes, far right corner for the Storm. Working on the defender, created some separation, can't hit the jump shot. Another offensive rebound by Picks. Kicks out Hughes, the three. That one rolls in. 5-5 ball game, and Brian Smothers calling a timeout. 18:02 to go in the first half. All knotted up at five, and he didn't look all too happy.
Well, you said when we talked about the no boxing out, and we've seen it two times on the defensive end, that that's the kind of thing that'll get a coach upset, and it did, and he's not messing around. Less than 2 minutes into the game, he's got a timeout.
Well, you just look, again, 2 minutes in, but four rebounds for Lake Erie, just the one for Wayne State. And you said it, it's all effort.
Oh, yeah, and the only rebound the Warriors have is an offensive rebound, but Lake Erie's got a bunch of them.
Especially when you have a prolific scorer that is a big man, you have to know where he is. You have to identify 34 and make sure you get a body on Manny.
Absolutely. You know, there were a couple. There was one where, hey, it's just a matter of height, and that's going to happen. I get it. A guy just reaches over you. But, you know, make him work for it. You know, it's not a non-contact sport. You can't be brutal with him, but you can put your body on him a little bit.
Lake Erie with a zone press up on the far side. Adley drives baseline, kicks near side. Ray Williams Jr. with the left to the free throw line. Brings it back up top, left side, chest pass. Back to Carmelo Harris. He'll reset. Hands off, Williams Jr., right wing, 7 seconds on the shot clock. Big step back, but he traveled.
Yeah, that's the James Harden move, and the only guy on this planet that gets away with that is James Harden.
I was going to say, you might get away with that down the road at LCA, not getting away with it here at the field house.
I don't even think anybody else. I don't know if Steph Curry gets that move.
Johnny Manning, right side, resets up top for Lake Erie. Hughes, right wing, gives back three, up, and banks it in for Leibacher.
Did you hear it? I didn't hear it.
I did not hear him call it, but points go up anyway. 8-5 Lake Erie on top of Wayne State. 17:14 to go in the first half. Lake Erie stays in a 1-2-2 press. Wayne State breaks it. Harris on the right wing. Gives up top. Golson drives. Gets the man to fall up and under off the glass and in. 8-7 Lake Erie on top.
Great move. And once again, Coffey has no points yet for the Warriors. He's responsible for that one, too, because two defenders kept waiting for him. He was trying to find post position, never got it, but what he did was take defenders away.
Manning kicks right side for Lake Erie, losing it. Hughes able to recover. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Leibacher searching, uses a screen, goes nowhere. Down to six on the shot clock. Manning for three off the front iron. One-hand rebound brought in by Ray Williams Jr. He's out on the break down the middle of the floor. Finger roll up, and he gets the touch. Wayne State back on top, 9-8, 16-20 to go in the first half.
You know, and watch those watching on the live stream. Watch 34 Johnny Manning on defense. He's not leaving Coffee no matter what, and that is allowing other Warriors to get to the hole.
Manning, left wing, gives up top. To the left side, Hughes, three, short, another offensive rebound. This time Swims kicks back up top, shot fake Liebacher. He abandons the shot, gives up top, three, no good from Swims. And this time it is Matt Coffey bringing in the board. Wayne State on the other end, goes up through contact, foul called, and we'll have our first free throws of the night when we come back. Wayne State on top of Lake Erie, 9-8, 15:47 to go in the first half. You're listening to Wayne State Warrior Basketball.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
Listening to Warrior Basketball from the Wayne State Fieldhouse.
Back here at the Wayne State Fieldhouse, Wayne State 9, Lake Erie 8, Brady Beaton alongside Joe Abramson. Whether you're listening on the Patriot or watching on Flow Sports, we thank you for joining us. Joe, it was a very up and down for first 4 minutes.
First couple of minutes were up and down, and a little rough for the Warriors on the defensive end. They were forcing missed shots. They weren't doing anything about it, though. They weren't boxing out and getting rebounds. Smothers called that quick timeout. Seems like things have changed a little bit for the Warriors to the positive since then. They've got the lead, and they got a chance to add to it with a couple of free throws. Kelvin Swims had no choice but to commit the foul on this play.
Out of the break, Carmelo Harris at the line. Have at least one new Warrior out there, Kareem Aburashed. The Macomb Community College product joins the fray.
By way of Detroit Country Day.
So he hasn't had to travel far.
No.
He's played some pretty good basketball. First free throw up and in. Second one falls as well for Carmelo Harris. 11-8 Wayne State, 15:45 left to go in the opening half. Lake Erie with the ball straight away. Hughes bounces right side. Right wing extended, Swims gives back to Liebacher with the left hand. Down the lane, cut off by Golson Jr., and it's a turnover. Wayne State going the other way. Harris, right wing, going between the legs, setting up the offense. Hands off, Ray Williams Jr., long bounce pass to Adley. Could have been dangerous. He'll reset.
You know, on defense, I don't know that I've seen anything strategically change.
Three rattles out from Adley, rebound by Manning and Lake Erie.
So I don't know if I've seen anything defensively change strategically. What I have seen change is effort and position, and that, again, comes down to just coach getting on him a little bit.
Three from Manning, misses short. Good box out.
Wow.
Right there. You saw it. Ray Williams Jr. pushed his man into the stanchion that holds up the basket. Ball went out of bounds. Wayne State basketball.
Caleb Picks was there to get that rebound, and he never had a chance.
14:55 to go, first half. Wayne State up 11-8 here in Midtown Detroit. Tamario Adley leads the charge for the Warriors on offense. To the left wing, waves through a man, hands off to Golson. Returns to Harris, 10 seconds left to go on the shot clock. Back up top of Burashed, the three is up, the three is a tad long, and Picks again with the rebound. He's been all over the floor early for Lake Erie.
Yeah, that's his fourth rebound already.
Picks with it, driving baseline right side, gives back up top to Hughes. Swings it across, ends up in the hands of Liebacher. Gives it to the low block, Manning, back to the basket. One step, hook is up, hook is down. That was good offense beating good defense. Wayne State up 11-10.
Absolutely. He went at a taller guy. He went at a 6'10", Aburashed. Just put that hook on him.
And Aburashed with the dunk on the other end. That was nice ball movement to find the open man. Wayne stayed up 13-10, 14 to go in the first half.
That's right. You're going to make me work on D while I'm going to do the same thing to you.
Liebacher straight away for Lake Erie. Gives on the near side, Swims, holds the ball on the left hip, overhead pass back to Hughes outside the arc. Wayne State not giving up a lot inside. Bounces short corner right side. Hughes trying to back down. Kicks out to Leibacher. Five on the shot clock. Gives back up. Looks for Manning inside. He throws up a prayer, and it's not answered. Halfway down. Kicked back out. Ball still loose. A Burrashed was tied up. It somehow pops back to Swims. Kicks out. Leibacher for Lake Erie on this marathon possession. Returns to Hughes. A three up. No good. And a foul on the rebound. They will get a Burrashed and a chance to catch their breath.
They're attacking him. And, yeah, he's 6'10". He's 230. I don't know if he's really 230. He's pretty skinny there. He's a sophomore. He's still learning the game a little bit at this level. But they were just going at him. He had boxed out, had the rebound, did everything but collect it. Well, you got to collect it. And that all it turned into was another offensive rebound for Lake Erie. And he's going to sit for a little bit.
Now, Brian Smothers didn't waste any time getting Matt Coffey back in the fray. Kamen Lennox will join him for Wayne State. 13-19 to go in the first half. It's a three-point Wayne State lead. Three from Lake Erie's Trace Bishko missed off the front iron. Warriors with the rebound. Adley down the left side. Threw to Coffey. Hit off his chest. Right back to Adley. No harm, no foul.
Yeah, I don't think he was ready for that.
Ray Williams Jr. at the free throw line. Backing down the defender. Looking. Coffey trying to post up. Does in the center of the lane. Working on Williams. Shot up. Misses. Long.
Oh.
Tips it back up and in. Volleyball style. 15-10. Wayne State on top.
People watching on Flow Sports appreciate how good that was. The people listening, you got to trust us. That was a heck of a move he just made.
The answer on the other end. Caleb Picks has been a problem. He hits a three. 15-13. Wayne State on top. Driving and a behind-the-back pass from Adley picked off. Going the other way, Damian Williams. Fadeaway shot partially blocked. I think Ray Williams got a piece of it. Wayne State pushing the other way. Ray Williams Jr. left side picks up the dribble, gives inside. Manning not on the floor. They're looking to get it to Coffey. Poked away back up top. The three bricks up the front iron from Colin Golson Jr. 12:07 and counting to go in half number one. Wayne State 15, Lake Erie 13. Up top, Bishko to the left side. Picks. Let's a three fly. Same spot he just made one from. Bricks it bad. Rebound bounces once. Williams Jr. picks it up for Wayne State. Outlets up to Adley. Floater up. Floater in. 17-13. Wayne State on top.
Nice move in the lane, and he looked at the ref. He wanted a foul on that as well. I think he's right.
Still had a heck of a move. Officials have been very lenient with their whistles so far. Left wing, open look, Leibacher, but the reason he was so open, illegal screen called. I believe they get Damian Williams for the foul.
Right after you said they'd been lenient with the whistles.
Yes.
I mean, like, right after.
Right on cue. 11:34
well
to go in the first half. Wayne State 17, Lake Erie 13. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Wayne State Warrior Basketball.
Are you ready? Ready to find the right care that works for you? Care that connects you to what you need anytime, anywhere, and fits best with your lifestyle. Whether it's in person or in your pajamas, online or over the phone, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan connects you to the care you need when you need it most. With the largest network of doctors and hospitals, an easy-to-use mobile app, and a 24-hour nurse line. Because we're always ready to help. Learn more about Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan at bcbsm.com.
Back to Midtown Detroit and the Wayne State Fieldhouse for more Warrior Basketball.
Brady Beaton alongside Joe Abramson here in Midtown Detroit and the campus of Wayne State University. Your Warriors leading Lake Erie 17-13, 11:34 left to go in the first half. Joe, six different Warriors have scored already. They've been passing the rock around real nice.
You know, it's funny you say that. I noticed that as well, whereas Lake Erie's only had four people score. If there's anything I would worry about if I were a Warrior, it's this. You're only up four, and they're shooting 29%. They're not going to shoot 29% for the game, so you're going to have to get these rebounds. The reason they're shooting 29% is they're getting more shots up because of all the offensive rebounds.
Lennox with the ball for Wayne State out of the timeout, gives back far side. Working up top, Briggs. Jordan Briggs taking his time all the way down to 10 seconds on the shot clock, trying to set up the offense. Uses a screen, doesn't get a lot of separation, splits a double team, floater misses long. Ball tipped, rebound battled for, and a tie up. We will get a jump ball, and Lake Erie has the arrow. 11:05 to go in the first half, 17-13 Wayne State.
There's not a rule in any sport I like less
than the possession arrow.
I don't get it.
You like the jump ball?
Jump ball, yes. You held him. Jump ball. Let's see who can get it.
Bishko brings it up for Lake Erie. Hands off on the right side to Irwin. Along the arc it goes to the near side. Leon Hughes back up top. High post. Damian Williams bouncing to the right. Hands off to Bishko. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Wayne State playing some pretty solid defense. Bishko drives middle, fakes the shot pass, too hot to handle. Picked up 1 second left. They're not going to get the shot off. Williams tries.
Boy,
misses Longs,
late.
Who I don't think he
that
got
was
it.
Late.
Play
yeah.
goes on. Wayne State with the rebound. Working to the right side. Lennox, top of the free throw line, and it's missed short by Golson. I think he was too wide open.
Well, you know, and it was right after he had set a nasty screen, rolled off it, found himself wide open.
Hornbeek drives, floater misses short, rebound saved by Hornbeek, but to the fans sitting in the front row, Wayne State Warrior basketball.
By the way, do you know the history of the possession arrow? Do you know why they instituted that?
Please enlighten us.
Because referees couldn't throw the ball up well enough. That is why they were too inconsistent with the toss.
Really?
That is the reason for the possession arrow. Well, fellas, practice then.
Three up and in. Definitely some practice from Hutch Ward for three. Gives Wayne State a 7-point lead midway through the first half.
Freshman from Kalamazoo Central.
On the right wing, Hornbeek with the left, hands off to Irwin. Backdoor cut, not home, thanks to the defense from Lennox.
By the way, that's the first points of his career.
Hey, big congratulations to him.
But that was a nice shot.
Right.
He maybe should have scored sooner.
Right?
Get him in there. That was, yeah.
Hey, yeah, Hutch. You would have thought he was a four-year vet with how he reacted.
He looked confident with
baseline
it.
Baseline inbound for Lake Erie. Up top, Hornbeek to the right side. Bounces to Manning, just re-entered. Short corner right side, five on the shot clock. Pass to the near post, gets tipped away. Wayne State on the break. Lennox had it knocked away, goes out of bounds. Warriors keep possession.
Hutch Ward with the deflection on the defensive end. He's making his presence known. I kind of think he might be getting a little more playing time in the future. I know you talked to Coach about it. You want to see what these young guys can do. This is your chance.
9.5 minutes to go in the first half. Wayne State 20, Lake Erie 13. On the right wing, Lennox with the left, kicks far side. The three is up. The three is good. Jordan Briggs for three, and he forces a timeout from Lake Erie. 10-point Warrior lead.
Well, all of a sudden, you have a 10-point lead, and you're shooting 53%, and I said they wouldn't be shooting 29 for long. I was right. They're down to 26%.
It has not been good for Lake Erie. They have gone on a dry spell, but at least for me, Joe, when Lake Erie has the ball, it seems like a lot of stuff around the arc.
Yeah, it really does, which is interesting because they've got a guy who's good in the low post. You want to get it to him. Warriors are aware of that, too, though.
Mm-hmm. 9:18 to go in the first half. Wayne State 23, Lake Erie 13.
You know, Lake Erie 5 for 19. Again, we keep pounding that point about, hey, they've got 12 rebounds, a bunch on the offensive end. But they've only made 5 shots. The Warriors 9 for 17, and they've gotten to the line the one time, made them both. Lake Erie hasn't gotten to the free throw yet. That might have to do with what you were talking about. Kind of swallowing those whistles a little early.
Lake Erie with the ball, up top, Hughes bounces to the far side, swims, gives back to Hornbeek. Hornbeek in the middle for Hughes, the layup up and in, and that breaks a nearly 4-minute scoreless streak, 23-15 Wayne State.
That was a set play they called out of there, and he did a good job of drawing a double team to himself, was able to split through him and found the lane all to himself.
Pass inside to Coffey, draws the foul, but who set that up with a pretty nice patch? Hutch Ward.
You know, I think I like this idea of getting the ball to Coffey down low. I don't know that they can really cover him. You look at that, that was the only way you're going to stop him is to foul him right now.
Well, it's kind of a high-low set. Two bigs in there. Almost pick your poison. And Ward saw it immediately, and he couldn't get that pass to Coffee quick enough.
Yeah, Coffee with just 2 points, three rebounds so far, but gosh, his presence has been so important. There's at least two other Warrior baskets that he's responsible for, and you won't find it on the stat sheet.
Coffee takes time with the free throws. First one in. Coffee, hometown kid, went to Detroit King. Only a sophomore, and, well, Coach Smothers talking to him before the game said, well, we weren't planning on having a lot of offense revolve around him. He was going to be a part for sure, but he's kind of forced their hand early on. Second free throw good as well, 25-15, Wayne State, 8:42 to go.
Well, he's a big guy, but he's also athletic, and you can see out there he knows how to get himself in position, especially on the offensive end.
Hornbeek up top to Manning. Hands off, Lake Erie trying to answer. Swims drives, blocked by Coffee. It hits Swims on the way down, and you hear the Warrior faithful. They like that.
You know, ran him into a, basically forced the switch. Well, you forced the switch with a much taller guy on you, and he has enough reach that he was able to keep his body off of him and still make the block. And then, fortunate for the Warriors, out of bounds to Wayne State.
Caleb Picks back in the fold for Lake Erie. He's probably been their best player tonight. 25-15, Wayne State on top. Warriors with the ball. Near side, kicked out, three up, and a bit too long for Ward. Offensive rebound, Ray Williams Jr. He looked the pass, didn't have anywhere to go. Says, I'll take the shot and bury it. 27-15, Wayne State on top.
Yeah, if I can't pass it to somebody, I'll just put it in the basket.
Swims driving baseline contact, and a late block call comes in. They're going to get Lennox.
That was very late. I'm not saying it's a bad call, but it was late.
It just took a second for the decision to be made.
Yep.
7:59 to go in the first half. Wayne leads it by a dozen, 27-15. You're listening to Wayne State Warrior Basketball.
This is a great day for Henry Ford Sports Medicine. As the official team physicians for the Detroit Pistons and care provider for the Detroit Lions, today we welcome another athlete whom we proudly care for, Lisa.
How is your injury?
It turned out to be just a twisted knee.
When can you return to Zumba?
Maybe next week.
Lisa, one more question.
Henry Ford Sports Medicine. Official team physicians for athletes like Lisa and you. Learn more at henryford.com/sport.
Follow the bouncing ball with the Warriors on the Patriot.
Nine to go in the first half here on Wayne State University. Wayne State 27, Lake Erie 15. And Joe, after the first few minutes, Wayne State has been taking care of business.
It was 17-13 at the last time out. This is a 10-2 run. Warriors, little issue the first couple of minutes trying to get defensive rebounds. They seem to have taken care of that.
Yes, they have. Lake Erie gets the ball baseline near the far block. They will flip into Hughes up top. Manning on the right hip. Give back in the paint for Swims. Swims the guard with the post move. Baby hook won't fall. Offensive rebound could not be corralled. It was last touched by Ward, and I think there are too many Warriors trying to go after it.
You took the words out of my mouth. That was actually too many guys doing their job that time.
Lake Erie keeps possession. Picks. Kicks back out. Open three up. Misses woefully short, but it hits off the hand of Golson.
And it's the same thing. He's in position. It's an air ball. That's not the angle you're expecting to get the ball from.
You're waiting for that. It's a hit off the front of the rim. And
deflection,
yeah. Never comes. Let's try it again from the baseline. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Gives into Picks. Picks fadeaway shot. Bank is in from about 5 feet out. 27-17. Wayne stayed on top.
He's been their best offensive player. You've mentioned it a couple of times tonight. That's just good execution by Lake Erie.
Driving down the middle of the lane, pulling it back out. Jordan Briggs gives to the left side for Ray Williams Jr., returns to Lennox. Lennox straight away, one bounce for Ward, eight on the shot clock. Briggs needs to do something in fast. One-on-one, down to four, drives, and that is blocked. Rebound loose, corralled by Lake Erie, and the officials will call the shot clock violation. Let both sides reset.
Might have done the Warriors a little favor by calling the violation at that point. Seemed like Lake Erie had actually taken possession. It was close whether it hit zero or not. But you took away any kind of fast break opportunity and allowed the Warriors to get a couple of substitutions into the game.
Tamario Adley, Carmelo Harris return to the fold. Just over 7 minutes to go in the first half. 10-point Wayne State lead, Lake Erie with the basketball. Swims to Manning, far side, give and go action. Has it short corner, far side. The Storm leading scorer, the fadeaway, Bank is in. Thing of beauty. There's no defending that. 27-19 Wayne State.
There's no defense. That is whoever your favorite Bank shot guy is, it was him.
Colin Golson found the opening. A long pass got to him. Missed the bunny in close, but he was fouled. He'll go to the line for two.
Yeah, that last shot, that's Scottie Pippen, Tim Duncan, Hakeem Olajuwon.
That's Kobe in his prime.
That's every guy that lived off the glass. Yeah.
And, well, the fadeaway, yeah, it was beautiful. A
little dream shake going on there. Absolutely.
Has to be frustrating for Lake Erie head coach Kyle Conley. You hit a nice shot like that, and then you have the defensive lapse. First free throw through for Colin Golson. You'd like to see the effort reciprocated on the defensive end.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked, though, it's a team that when you just look at their numbers, they don't have a lot of guys. And, yeah, they've got that third guy tonight in picks doing a little bit. The Warriors are able to spread it around. Well, that also allows you to spread effort and energy around a little bit, too, and I think guys run out of gas at a slower pace.
Second free throw, brick short. Aburashed back in for Wayne State. Irwin back in for Lake Erie. 28-19, Wayne State lead. 6:30 to go in the first half.
See if they try to go to Manning. He's got Aburashed checking him.
Far side, three up, three off the back iron. Offensive rebound, Irwin. He tries to bully his way in, throws up a baby hook, gets the friendly roll to fall, 28-21. Wayne State on top, Lake Erie coming with the press.
Okay, the basket went in, that's great. Aburashed did a much better job that time of boxing out Manning.
Harris, double team, kicks across near side, Adley. Underneath the basket, back up top. Nice ball movement. Three from Harris. Right down the middle. That extra pass found the open man. And Harris makes it a 10-point lead for Wayne State.
That's one of those shots. The minute it leaves his hands, you know it's going.
Lake Erie looking for the answer. Picks. Kicks up top to Manning. On a Burishet. Up and under. Fadeaway. Misses short. Think he was looking for the foul. Pass is not clean. It eventually ends up in a Warrior hand down the left side. Adley, and he is fouled.
Yeah, they might have wanted a foul on the other end. There wasn't one. That was good defense by Aburashed.
I think that's what Lake Erie coach Kyle Conley's asking for. He might not believe it's a foul. They just got to poke a little and see if you can earn the next call. There's an art to doing that.
There's an art.
And it's different with each officiating crew.
You need to find out what their where their sensitivities are.
5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Wayne State 31, Lake Erie 21. On the left side, Adley drives, and, well, that one didn't really have a chance.
Now, he lost control of it, and he knew if he comes down and gets it, it's going to be a travel. And I think he was just hoping that somehow it would bounce out of bounds. It didn't.
Manning on the other end for Lake Erie misses short with the baby hook. Wayne State with the rebound.
Manning's 2-for-9 so far. Warrior defense doing a good job of paying attention.
Cannot get him going. Golson into the paint. The lefty goes up. The lefty gets the foul and the bucket and one. Wayne State up by a dozen.
That's a confident guy because let me tell you something. Ray Williams flashed right under the basket, and Golson kept it anyway, went in, saw that he had Josh Irwin on him, knew he couldn't check him, got the shot to go, got the and one. Warriors have their biggest lead so far.
Golson, the Ferndale product, went to both Siena and Eastern Michigan, misses the and one free throw, rebound poke loose, Lake Erie able to track it down, Leibacher. He's a name we haven't said a lot tonight.
Not at all.
Irwin, right side, returns to Manning straight away for Lake Erie. Hands off. Leibacher gives the far side. Had to get through some traffic. Bischko into the low block. Manning backing down and a foul. They're going to get a Aburashed. That will be his second.
And he's got to watch it. There's nothing really he can do about that. You talk about Kyle Conley, the eighth-year coach over there at Lake Erie. You know he's in the ear of the officials. He's saying watch that guy, so they're going to try to force the call.
Irwin takes the inbound for Lake Erie, gives it across, ends up with it in the low block, up and under, shot, barely touches the glass. Good defense by Wayne State, gets the stop.
Golson all over him, never let him have a good look at the basket there.
Williams Jr. on the left wing for Wayne State. He will reset 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. Wayne State by a dozen. Adley takes the handoff near side, uses the screen from Aburashed, drives through, contact off the glass, and in the balance, up and in for Adley, 35-21 Wayne State.
That's 4 points for Adley. been kind of quiet on the offensive end, been very good on the defensive end so far. Nice block shot there. I don't know if he'll get credit for it, but Aburishad blocked that shot of Manning's.
Yeah, Manning tried to get the floater from about 8 feet, was not to be. Harris drives, loses it out of bounds, Lake Erie basketball.
Oh, that went off the back of a – well, from up here it looks like it might have gone off the back of a defender. Reality is that is the call that you make, though. He lost control of it.
3:51 left to go in the first half. Wayne State with a 2-touchdown lead over Lake Erie in this non-conference men's basketball contest. We'll step away. You're listening to Wayne State Warrior Basketball.
I am so honored to lead this outstanding institution that's been so transformative for the people and communities we serve. Wayne State is truly a university of opportunity.
Dr. Kimberly Andrews-Espy, president of Wayne State University.
Wayne State is a place where dreams are realized, taking students to a different place than where they started. Where knowledge, determination, and inspiration lead to new discoveries, which together better our lives and advance our state. Come join the nearly 24,000 students who are tomorrow's leaders and proud to be Warrior Strong.
You're listening to Warrior Basketball from the Wayne State Fieldhouse.
One left to go in the first half, and the Wayne State Warriors looking pretty strong. The men out to a 35-21 lead, and the defense has been the story so far in this first half. Brady Beaton alongside Joe Abramson. Joe, have to like what you're seeing from Wayne State.
Absolutely. You talk about that defense holding these guys to 9 for 31 shooting. That's 29%. They're 3 of 15 from downtown. Just more important, I think, their best player, Manning, averages 15, 16 points a game. It's 2 for 10.
And it seems like they're forcing it a little bit. Lake Erie with the ball, bringing it up. Bishko to the far side. Liebacher returns to Bishko. Manning was begging for it in the paint, didn't get it. Bishko on the left wing, half the shot clock, he rode it. Pick and roll with Manning, one dribble, baby hook up, off the right iron and out. His woes continue.
Golson with another rebound. And you know what part of it is? The Warriors are running three different guys at him. 1 minute. It's Golson.
Shot in close up and in for Tamario Adley. Lead up to 16 for Wayne State, 37-21.
That's it. You get coffee in there when he's on the floor. You get a bruchette when he's on the floor. Splitting time on this, nobody's getting worn out by the guy.
Picks. He tries his hand at a baby hook, misses short again. Wayne State with the rebound. 37-21 Wayne State in the lead. 3 minutes to go in the first half.
All right, treat this kind of like football. Don't let up. You know, the old score touchdown at the end and then get the ball and do it at the beginning.
Free throw line jumper from Adley right down the middle. Adley with 8 and an 18-point lead for Wayne State.
He's 4 out of 5.
Manning is not 4 out of 5. He has been struggling. Fadeaway shot off the glass. He looks frustrated, battles for the rebound. Wayne State comes away with it, and he tries to throw it off a Lake Erie player, cannot. Lake Erie with the ball back up top, the three up and in for Trace Bishko.
All right, I'm going to put this in a little perspective for you. Manning has missed as many shots as the Warriors have.
That's tough. And it's also frustrating when you do have a star player, when you do have someone you expect to get going.
They're going out, they're after him. The guy that probably has to step up is Liebacher. He's only got 3 points. I think it's just that he's 1 for 2. Why does he only have 2 shots?
Yeah, he has not been involved. And early in the game, Caleb Picks was doing a nice job and haven't said his name a lot in the last 10,
not
12
really.
Minutes.
Well, we haven't said anybody's name a lot from them other than on – you know, maybe a rebound here and there, but yeah, they don't seem to be in any kind of flow. And the Warriors, you know, Coach Smothers talked to you about it, still trying to get a feel for who plays well together, what are his rotations and all that. They seem to have that right now.
Absolutely, and we don't have the stat, but the first shot of a possession has not gone in often for Lake Erie. A lot of their points, second chance. 2:13 to go in the first half, 39-24, Wayne State on top. A foul called near half court. I believe they will get Manning for the foul.
You know, you mentioned it, Brady. Lake Erie with 9 second chance points. And it seems like most of that was in the first 5-6 minutes of the game.
Absolutely. Wayne State in the bonus. Tamario Adley, the Warren D. LaSalle product, and then by way of Macomb Community College. Pretty good program up in Macomb. First free throw down the middle.
you know, he kept going on offense late, and it wasn't that he was in any kind of flow. The guy has only missed one shot. He was just doing so much on defense, and all of a sudden, in the last 5-6 minutes, he's really come to life. He's in double figures now, 10 points.
Second free throw up and in. Wayne State 41, Lake Erie 24, 17-point lead. 2 minutes left to go in the first half. Bishko, right side to Hughes. Hughes, short pass, and Leibacher will draw the blocking call. He just put his head down and went baseline, and, well, I believe that was Harris. Couldn't slide over quick enough.
But I think that's what you've got to do if you're Lake Erie right now is you got to go to him. You got to get Leibacher involved. If he can hit a couple of shots, he can draw some defense to him. You've got to get Manning off the schneid at some point, but it might help if somebody else has to be guarded.
Again, no free throws yet for Lake Erie. Baseline inbound to Leibacher on the right side. Harris guarding. Wanted to go baseline. Harris cuts off. Finds Manning right elbow. One dribble. Short corner. Picks it up. Coffey playing some great defense. Baby hook up off the front iron. Adley skies for the rebound. Brings it in for Wayne State. Leading the break to the near side. Ray Williams Jr. on the wing. Back up for Adley. He will turn, look to head coach Brian Smothers and reset the offense. Adley, one bounce left side to Harris, working with the left, steps into a three, misses short, almost works as a pass, one bounce right into Jordan Briggs, and he had a wide open layup, 43-24, Wayne State on top.
I don't think Jeff Weiss down there is going to authorize an assist, but that sure worked out well.
It almost looked designed. I don't think it was, but almost. In close, Hughes for Lake Erie, kicks up top. Manning wants the three. Manning, still ice cold, misses the three. And I believe we will get a rebounding foul on Lake Erie.
Wayne State, he was backing into him and pushed him out.
Oh, they're going to give it to Briggs, and I don't think he agrees with it.
He doesn't agree with it, but he might after he sees the video.
61 seconds left to go in the first half, 19-point Wayne State lead.
I'll say this, the Lake Erie player sold it pretty well.
Picks, hits a three to stop the bleeding a bit here in the final minute of the first half. 43-27, Wayne State on top. 47 on the game clock, 24 now on the shot clock. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay Wayne State basketball. So we'll call it a 23-second difference between the shot and game clock. Wayne State will take their time.
All right, now this is old school me. I'm more of a
two-for-one type of guy.
Two-for-one, man. Get that shot off now.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
10 on the shot clock. Briggs hasn't moved too much to the left wing. Coffey with the screen. Kicks near side. Ray Williams Jr. misses short on the three. Coffey can't bring in the rebound. Shot clock turned off. 20 seconds to go. Leibacher straight away. Gives on the right wing to Hughes, and it's turned over. Coffey with the steal for Wayne State. Dozen seconds on the game clock. Alley-oop misses terribly. Lake Erie with the rebound to Manning on the other end. He gets the layup. 5 seconds left. Wayne State will hustle, try to get one final shot off. Williams gets it poked away, and the buzzer sounds, and we are done with the first 20 minutes of basketball. Wayne State 43, Lake Erie 29. Liked a lot of it. That last 30 seconds maybe wasn't the best.
Yeah, that got a little sloppy, and I'll tell you, too, you gave Manning, it's just a layup. But you know what? When a guy's that good of a scorer and now he's 3-for-15, sometimes he just needs to see the ball go in the hoop, and he just did.
We'll come back in a moment, talk about what happened in the first half later on, have an interview, what's going around the campus of Wayne State University. End of the first half, Wayne State 43, Lake Erie 29. You're listening to Wayne State Warrior Basketball.
Hey, Warrior fans. The 2023-24 basketball season is officially here as Wayne State basketball season tickets are on sale right now starting at $75. The WSU men are slated to play 14 regular season games inside the fieldhouse, while the women are scheduled for 13 of them. Faculty and staff receive a 50% discount off a regular season ticket by contacting the box office for purchasing information. The box office is located inside the Wayne State Fieldhouse or can be reached via phone at 313-577-4074. Again, the box office is located inside the Wayne State Fieldhouse or can be reached via phone at 313-577-4074. 4074. Go Warriors!
Welcome back, Warrior fans. The Halftime Show starts now.
State Warriors hold a 14-point lead at the half over Lake Erie, 43-29. Brady Beaton alongside Joe Abramson. And when you look at the halftime stats, Joe, what stands out to you? What jumps off the page?
Offensive rebounds for Lake Erie. Yeah, it's a 10-5 advantage. They've got a second-chance point advantage at 12-8, but that's all early. It's all early. Fast break points. The Warriors got them 8-2. And I think, really, the defensive job that they've done on Lake Erie as a whole, they're shooting 31%. Their best player, Manning, is 3-for-15. He got a layup there at the buzzer. And what I think, you know, I usually sometimes think, oh, those early timeouts can be overvalued. It doesn't mean you don't call them. 18:05, a minute 55 into the game, Brian Smothers called a timeout because they were just, there was no effort. There was no hustle, no box out, no nothing. And that's when those offensive rebounds were coming for Lake Erie. The game changed right there. That, I'm telling you, that timeout changed whatever he said. And I don't know if he channeled his inner David Greer and yelled at him or what, but whatever got done there, it changed at that moment.
Only two guys in double figures for either side, Adley for Wayne State, and not the man we'd expect for Lake Erie, Caleb Picks, with 10 for the Storm.
Not at all, but what I love for the Warriors is that everybody but one who's played in the game has scored. They've spread it around, and we talked about that in the pregame. If you're the Warriors, you can concentrate on Manning, and they've done that. And you can't concentrate on any one Warrior.
No, and Lennox, he hasn't scored, has a couple of assists, actually leads the team with two, and a couple of rebounds, so he's been involved.
And he's playing good defense. He's part of that collective effort of keeping them in trouble in the post. Warriors in the paint, by the way, outscoring them 20-8.
Absolutely. As we do during all halftimes, we like to take a look at what's going on around the campus here at Wayne State University. We'll have an interview with Dr. David Rosenberg when we come back. 14-point Wayne State lead here at the break. Wayne State 43, Lake Erie College 29. You're listening to Wayne State Warrior Basketball.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
The Halftime Show continues next.
Hey, Warrior fans. The Wayne State University men's and women's basketball teams will next be at home on Sunday, November 26th with a doubleheader against the Blue Devils of Lawrence Tech University. The men will play first, tipping off at 1 p.m. inside the fieldhouse, followed by the women starting up at approximately 3 p.m. We hope you can join us on game day. Go Warriors!
Amy, welcome you back. We're at halftime for Wayne State Basketball. We are pleased to be joined tonight by Dr. David Rosenberg, who's the chair of the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Neurosciences here at Wayne State University, also the director of the Ben L. Silberstein Institute for Brain Health. Doctor, first of all, thanks for joining us this evening. How has the semester been going so far?
Thank you for having me. It's a real pleasure, and the semester is going great. Very exciting things happening here at Wayne State.
Absolutely. We're starting to wind down the fall semester. It's hard to believe. We're approaching the month of December already. Pretty soon it'll be snowing probably, hopefully not too soon. But just let the audience know real quick before we get into the Institute, which is why you're here. What do you exactly do at Wayne State?
Well, I'm a professor of psychiatry. I chair the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Neurosciences. And as a related activity, I direct our Institute for Brain Health, which we specifically named Brain Health because not only are we looking at abnormalities in the brain, how to correct things when they go wrong, but how do we promote brain health and maximize this wonderful and most powerful organ in the body, the brain? And I think we're leveraging some unique support and things happening here at Wayne State that, frankly, we do better than anywhere else.
Absolutely. Why don't you give the audience a little bit of background about the Institute, how it came about? I see there was a $20 million gift to help start the Institute, but just a little background about the Institute and what the mission is.
Well, this is a neuroscience institute, an institute for brain health, and I think a lot of people have begun to recognize that Wayne State is where the action is in a lot of areas, urban health, environmental sciences, and in terms of brain health. And a lot of the work here at Wayne State has been recognized both nationally, internationally, in the press, the national press on 2020, the Today Show, CNN. And what we realized is that there were pockets of excellence all across the campus, and the time was ripe to begin to bring this expertise in brain health and brain conditions, addiction and pain biology, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, multiple sclerosis, schizophrenia, all of these brain disorders, and bring it all together into an institute. And we were fortunate that this attracted the attention of a donor and a passionate supporter of Wayne State, the city of Detroit, brain studies, Seema Boesky, who decided and were so fortunate, endowed this institute in honor of her father.
Well, absolutely. And I would think this day and age in society, there's been a lot going on the last couple of years all over the world, not just in this country, but all over the world, including now. But I would think this is a great time to kind of start this institute because of some of the mental health and brain issues we've had here in the last couple of years.
You are so right. I mean, I look at mental health and those who suffer from mental health conditions as the diagnostic and therapeutic orphans of American healthcare. And in this system that's often dominated by the politics of who'll pay the bills, those with mental health issues often get short shrift. And we here at Wayne State have decided that enough is enough, and we're ready to make a difference. And Seema Boesky's gift and endowment of an institute for brain health is going to do exactly that.
You know, why don't you tell us about some of the various initiatives in the institute that will cross over? You kind of highlighted a little bit, but that will cross over to other areas of the university.
Well, one huge issue is, and a big target of the institute, is the opioid crisis, addiction, pain problems. And we know with fentanyl coming to the United States everywhere, it's hard to go anywhere without deaths attributed to fentanyl. We in Detroit have been very hard hit by the opioid crisis, and we're going to attack that head on. And in fact, it may not be known, but we have one of the top opioid programs in the country right here in Detroit. And our goal is to expand, bring discoveries to the bedside. And I want to emphasize this institute is consistent with the mantra and mission of Wayne State, that Wayne State, we're not an ivory tower university where we sit in offices and think about discovery. Our whole goal is to fast track advances, in this case, in brain health and brain neuroscience, and test them in the clinic to help those suffering. And I think one of the goals of the institute is to accelerate those discoveries so that these discoveries are in as close to real time getting into the clinic to help desperate patients and their families.
And kind of going off that, what impact do you think this institute is going to make on the not just the Wayne State community, but the entire city of Detroit?
Huge. And in fact, the city of Detroit, I think we are part and connected with Detroit's renaissance. And the Institute, Wayne State, is playing already a key role in Detroit's renaissance and beyond, so that word is getting out nationally that there's something big happening here at Wayne State. And we're partnering nationally and internationally in Germany and Italy, across the United States, with a variety of partners to really leverage and increase the impact of this Institute for Brain Health, focused here at Wayne State, but spreading really, hopefully, worldwide.
Yeah, this is such an important topic. Last question I have for you, Doctor. If there's people out there listening and want some more information about the Institute, how do they go about finding that?
Well, we're putting together a website, and they can also contact my office, 313-577-9000. But very shortly, we should have a full website for the Institute that will be accessible to one and all.
Great. Well, hey, thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us and talk about this very important topic. A best of luck the rest of the semester and with the Institute, and go Warriors, all right?
Go Warriors.
Thanks. That's Dr. David Rosenberg, who's the chair of the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Neurosciences here at Wayne State, also the director of the Ben L. Silberstein Institute for Brain Health that we talked about today. We're at halftime. Stay tuned. Second half coming up after this. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.
The Wayne State Athletic Department is proud of our student-athlete success. This past fall semester, the student-athletes at Wayne State University continued to excel in the classroom as the department had 52 student-athletes with a perfect 4.0 term GPA, and 74% of student-athletes earned above the 3.0. Wayne State student-athletes have a cumulative GPA of 3.39. Additionally, over the last 15 years, Wayne State student-athletes have completed nearly 130,000 community service hours. Go Warriors!
Hey Warrior fans, the Wayne State University men's and women's basketball teams will next be at home on Sunday, November 26th with a doubleheader against the Blue Devils of Lawrence Tech University. The men will play first, tipping off at 1 p.m. inside the fieldhouse, followed by the women starting up at approximately 3 p.m. We hope you can join us on game day. Go Warriors!
For every free throw that the Warriors make this season, Michigan dairy farmers will donate 1 gallon of milk to the W Food Pantry.
When it comes to business, Warriors mean business. Whether you're dreaming of making a profit, making a difference, or both, the lessons learned here can be applied anywhere. In the neighborhood, around the state, across the country, and in the far corners of the world. Through the Mike Ilitch School of Business, you'll learn theory and practice to prepare you for every idea, opportunity, and business model. At this incredible new facility in the District Detroit, business leaders teach classes, students become interns, and graduates get recruited as high-level talent. We're more than in the heart of the city. We're in the heart of the business community, with access to influential thinkers from the public and private sector. We have the tools, the technology, and the relationships that create opportunities for success. So if you're looking to create, innovate, or disrupt, we'll take that drive and make it stronger. To see how being Warrior Strong changes the way the world does business, visit wayne.edu.
Back to the Wayne State Fieldhouse for the second half of today's basketball game.
Brady Beaton alongside Joe Abramson just finishing up halftime here at the Wayne State Fieldhouse. Your Warriors up 43-29 over Lake Erie. Joe, we were looking at it during the break, and Ray Williams Jr. had a really nice first half, 7 points, 8 rebounds, add an assist in there, played 19 minutes. He was all over the floor for a Coach Smothers squad.
All over the floor and part of a collective effort on Johnny Manning, along with Coffey, along with Golson, actually, along with a few other guys, too. Brewershad part of that, too. What I'm curious to see, first of all, statistically, numbers tend to, you know, water finds its level, things even out. Warriors shot 57%. That's not going to last.
Well, part of that, 20 points in the paint from close.
That's going to help. Not always. That's not always high percentage, but the way they're defending it is today. Lake Erie shot 31%. That's probably not going to last either. What I'd be curious to see is, if I'm Lake Erie, am I going to try to get Johnny Manning going, who's 3-for-15? I'm going to try to keep Picks going. He's 4-for-6. But your other guy, Liebacker, only has 3 points. He's only taken 2 shots. Do you try to get him going? Where do you try to go? If you're the Warriors, keep doing what you've been doing on defense.
Wayne State, first possession of the second half. They are moving right to left. Harris, right wing, drives, pass, gets two-hand deflected and taken away by Leon Hughes. Good first possession for Lake Erie.
Good deflection by Hughes and a good save to keep it in play and get the hoop.
Hughes, it was almost a Euro step to the right side. Layup up and in, 43-31. Wayne State on top of Lake Erie. Lake Erie coming with the press. Double team on the far side for Ray Williams Jr. Patiently waits, looking for somewhere to send it. Finally passes it. It goes over and back. And
saying that they got deflected by the defense.
Ooh, I think Wayne State catches a break. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Harris, left wing. And there was contact. Did the ball go out of bounds? I believe that's what the near official is saying.
He's not going to call the foul. He's going to say it went off Manning. I agree with you, Brady. I think the Warriors might have caught a break. They're saying Leibacher deflected that at midcourt, and he looked saying, I never touched it.
6 seconds on the shot clock. Adley takes the inbound to the right block, down to two. Fadeaway jumper right down the middle. Oh, a tough shot and a nice shot from Tamario Adley.
5 for 6 now. You know what? When a guy's that hot, feed the monster. Give him a heat check next time.
45-31, Wayne State on top. Open look for three. Leibacher halfway down, rims out. Coffee with the rebound for Wayne State.
Said, you got to get him shots. He only took two.
Adley,
in the first half.
Right wing, calling for the screen, declines to use it. Outside the arc, switching onto him. Caleb picks. Pass inside, and we have a foul. I believe they will get Kelvin Swims.
They will. He was holding Coffee. They were trying to feed Coffee in the low post. Give Lake Erie credit. They've really stepped up their defense in the first minute and a half of the second half, collapsing down low, trying to take passing lanes away from the Warriors. That time, the way they took the passing lane was to hold Coffee and not let him get to his spot.
Trace Bishko checks in, the sophomore out of Cleveland. 18:36 to go in the second half, 45-31 Wayne State. Coffee with the ball for the Warriors in the low block, works through contact, off the back iron, out, offensive rebound, up and in. That was just more strength from Colin Golson than his opponent.
And, you know, second chance points were a big thing for Lake Erie early in the game. Guess what? It's 12-10 now. It's only a two-point edge for the Storm.
47-31, Wayne State on top. Three from Picks down the middle. He has been their most potent offensive threat. 47-34, Wayne State on top with the ball.
Well, I said feed the monster on the Warriors side with Adley. I think if you're Lake Erie right now, do the same thing with Picks.
Harris on the left wing. Dribbling with the left, bouncing to the low block for Williams, goes through some contact, draws the foul, and he'll head to the line, and that'll add to the free throw disparity. These will be foul shots number 10 and 11. Still a big fat zero for Lake Erie.
Well, you know why? Because you're playing inside.
Mm-hmm.
You're sending it inside. You've got an edge in the paint of 24 to 10. So you're going down there where contact's going to get created. This is one of the things where I even think that points in the paint is a little bit of a misleading stat because these free throws don't count.
First free throw up and in, and as Lake Erie sends in Josh Irwin.
These free throws are created from owning the paint.
Second free throw, Williams Jr. makes them both. 49-34, Wayne State on top of Lake Erie. 17:49 showing on the Jumbotron here at the Wayne State Fieldhouse. Bishko on the left wing, picks. They're trying to keep him going. Returns to Bishko up top, right wing. Leibacher working the left down the right side of the paint. Kicks out Irwin. Back to the basket. 9 on the shot clock. Nice defense from Golson Jr. High post. Manny has the touch off the front iron and in. He has 8.
That was a nice little baby hook from about 12 feet away. Got that soft roll. Again, they need to get him going, but I think you keep feeding Picks too.
Coffee inside, misses the dunk, score stays 49-36. Lake Erie going the other way. Leibacher, near side Irwin, all day to shoot the three. Bricks it hard off the front iron. And Ray Williams Jr. will say, we'll let that bounce in the front row. We'll take the ball out of bounds, and Lake Erie will set up a press.
Ray Williams cost himself a rebound there.
I know, and he is in serious double-double territory. 49-36, Wayne State on top. They inbound underneath their own basket. Colin Golson takes it to the middle for Adley. Stops at the top of the key, lets his offense set up. On the right side, Adley directing traffic, gives the Coffee straight away. The big man sizing up his defender, puts it on the floor, handoff taken away. Leibacher down the middle and the layup up and in. That's too easy.
Well, and two Warriors kind of came to the ball, and there's no way they were both supposed to do that. That created a little bit of a cluster, forced that turnover. Lake Erie took advantage of it, and right away Brian Smothers called a timeout. Well, you remember what happened when he called a timeout early in the first half. Warriors turned it on from that point on.
Wayne State's lead is 11. We'll keep it right here during this timeout. 49-38, excuse me, with 16:37 to go in the first half. And Lake Erie hasn't done anything incredible. They're just chipping away at this lead slowly, slowly, little by little.
Darn right. And, you know, if you want to give them credit, aside from for effort, they're actually distributing the ball better than the Warriors. They've got 12 assists on their 16 field goals. So there's not a lot of getting it on your own sort of action, and I think that might be where Liebacher has to do that, maybe try to bring the defense to him, things like that. Warriors only have 7 assists on their 18 field goals, so you're getting a lot more of that, creating your own shot, maybe getting a few putbacks as well. Might be something Coach Smothers wants to see, a little more sharing of the ball. They thought they had another assist, that missed dunk attempt. Mm-hmm. Try to move the ball a little bit better. If you're Lake Erie, they are sharing the ball. They just got to make shots.
Have Golson Jr., Adley, along with Harris, Ray Williams Jr., and Matt Coffey are the five on the floor for Wayne State out of the timeout, the zone press from Lake Erie. Right side, Williams Jr. Outside the arc, gives back up top to Adley. He directs traffic. One hand pass to Harris, returns far side, Williams Jr. into the corner for Adley, returns up top, 10 on the shot clock, Coffey, high post for Wayne State, trying to use his big frame to get to the basket, and he bullies his way up to the rim, can't get the shot to go, but draws the foul. Coffey will head to the line.
Well, if you want to see a battle for post position, it's right there. It's Coffey and Manning bumping each other, backing into him. Manning wasn't given an inch either, and I tell you, Coffey with a nice spin move, lefty off the glass, just couldn't get it to fall. But he is going to the line where the Warriors are 9 for 11. That's a lot of milk.
Yes, it is a lot of milk.
Gallon of milk, right? There's
yep,
10.
And another one. First free throw falls, and Johnny Manning's listed at 6'7", 225. Matt Coffey didn't make him look, made him look a lot smaller than
yeah,
that
he
on
did.
That possession.
Yeah, he did.
50-38, Wayne stayed on top pending this free throw.
Yeah, Coffey 6'8", 254.
Big boy.
And that weight difference is muscle.
Second free throw, plays a little string music, 51-38, 16:09 to go in the game. As Lake Erie trying to find a run. Irwin on the right side gives to Manning straight away. Coffey guards inviting him to go right, hands off to Bischko up top. Then the handoff to Liebacher. Back to Bischko, 10 on the shot clock. Manning back to Bischko, bounce pass. Manning trying to create space. Coffey, tight defense. Shot goes up, won't fall. Rebound by Ray Williams Jr. And a foul from Irwin about 90 feet away from the basket. That's one that'll frustrate the coach.
Yeah, and I think Irwin thought he was going to get a held ball situation, which would have got them the ball back. Instead, he gets a foul. We'll get a timeout.
15:44 to go in the second half. Wayne State 51, Lake Erie 38. You're listening to Wayne State Warrior Basketball.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have 2 branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
Back to Midtown Detroit and the Wayne State Fieldhouse for more Warrior Basketball.
Executive producer Brian Valesky getting a little funky as we come back to the Fieldhouse.
Playing the right song, too. Because what you got to do is be in control.
Yes, and Wayne State's
Warriors.
Been in control for a while.
They have, but if you want to find that glimmer of hope for Lake Erie or that ounce of concern for the Warriors, it's this. Warriors have committed 9 turnovers to Lake Erie's 5. More importantly is how you convert those. Points off turnovers will tell you so much in any basketball game. The Warriors have got 6 points off those turnovers. Lake Erie's gotten 14 off the Wayne State turnovers. Got to control the ball better.
Wayne State ball out of the timeout. 15:36 and rolling in the second half. 51-38, Wayne State on top. Harris on the left side. Trying to get it to Coffey and Joe, you're trying to point out where they need to go with it. There have been a couple open men.
Yeah, now you got it. Open men and, oh, they gave Coffey that foul.
Yeah, they give Coffey a foul. He was battling with Irwin on the low block. Coffey does not agree, but it'll be Lake Erie basketball.
Coffey was wide open about 12 seconds ago. 5 seconds ago, you had Williams open on the wing if you just skip past it.
For those watching on Flow Sports, you can see when he was getting position, he kind of brought that elbow up just a little too high. Lake Erie basketball on the left side. Bischko 3 is down the middle. No doubt about it. Bischko makes it 51-41. Wayne State on top.
Guess what that is? That's more points off turnovers.
Absolutely.
17-6 the advantage.
Adley running point for Wayne State this possession.
Come on, Warriors, don't let them think that they have a chance here.
Adley, straight away, ball on the right hip, puts it on the hardwood. Taking his time, down to 8 on the shot clock. Pass, off balance, gets to Ray Williams Jr. Jumper from the free throw line. Tough shot, falls, and that's a good way to quell any momentum. 53-41 Wayne State.
Got him into double figures. He's shooting 4 for 5, and that was an important basket because the Warriors were having space issues down low in the paint.
Left side picks. One-handed pass to Irwin, swings across to Leibacher. Leibacher just a step away from the elbow, rattles it home. Both sides making some shots, 53-43.
Only his third basket of the game. Remember, one of them is just that layup that he had just a few seconds ago. This is a guy that averages 11. They got to get him going.
14 minutes to go in the game. 10-point Wayne State lead straight away. Adley bounces near side to Williams Jr., returns far side. Harris asks for a screen, declines to use it. Down to 7 on the shot clock. This time he uses the screen from Coffey to create separation. And the reverse layup up and in for Carmelo Harris. Makes it 55-43 Wayne State.
Confident move by Carmelo Harris. He knew that he had Coffey behind him that he could maybe feed for a dunk. But he also felt real confident about that reverse layup, and he was right.
Illegal screen called. They will get Manning. And earlier in that possession, Manning tried to make something happen in the low block. Coffey stonewalled him.
And you know he's frustrated. The guy's 4 for 17. Again, this is a guy who he's had a 19-point game.
Mm-hmm.
He's averaging double figures for them. He's their best player, and he's just having a rough night.
Kareem Aburashed checks back in for Wayne State. Now we have a tech.
And that's going to be on Kyle Conley, their coach. And you saw just a second ago, their best scorer tonight, Picks, is on the sideline getting stretched out. I think it's a hamstring issue, probably just a cramp, but they can't lose that guy.
I will say it is very warm in the field house tonight.
Very warm in here.
It's very cold outside today is the first free throw up and in for Carmelo Harris. So he'll get one all by himself, like he's in the driveway, make it a 14-point game. Rattles it home, 57-43.
And I like the way you said, like, he's in the driveway, because if it was either one of us in the driveway, we're chasing the ball down
yes.
as it bounces off.
Right. And hoping it doesn't bounce over the neighbor's fence.
Yeah, because it clanged that thing off the heel. Harrison, now the third Warrior in double figures. He's got 11, as does Williams. Adley still leading the way with a dozen.
57-43, Wayne State on top. 13:25 to go in the second half.
And the leading scorer in the game is still trying to get stretched out, and that's Picks over there for Lake Erie.
Williams Jr. sends it across the arc, ends up in the hands of Harris, kicks near side, Briggs for 3, halfway down, pops out, coming flying in for the rebound was Ray Williams Jr., just couldn't do anything with it, fell out of bounds, Lake Erie basketball.
That's the only way to describe it, too. He just fell out of bounds. He was hopping. I thought they might call a travel on him because he was trying to hop on one foot.
So it'll be a rebound and a turnover for Ray Williams Jr. That was a heck of an effort play. And another illegal screen called on Lake Erie. This time, Leon Hughes, the guilty party.
And now we're just trading turnovers. The difference is that Williams' turnover is after an incredible effort. This one was just away from the ball. You don't
Absolutely.
Need to make that. It's just sticking
Hughes,
a hip into a guy.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Wayne State with the ball, up 14, near side, Ray Williams Jr., taking his time, flips it to Aburashed, left elbow, kicks far side, 3, up from Harris, off the heel and out. Offensive rebound up, not in from Williams, gets his own miss, through two bodies, misses the baby hook short. Aburashed gets a tip back, and he passes it to Coach Smothers on the bench. Out of bounds, Lake Erie basketball.
Yeah, and he's out of eligibility, so he can't shoot it.
I'm sure he would have liked to. 12:33 left to go in the second half. Hey.
I covered the games when he played. He'd have made it.
Yes.
That guy, man, that was a ball player.
Yes, he that was. He was pretty decorated in his time at Wayne State. Hoping to replicate the success, the second-year coach, leading Lake Erie by 14. Storm with the basketball. Left side, pick, shot, up, short. Foul called. It's going to be on Wayne State. Was it on Golson or Aburashed is the only question.
And the scores table's not sure either.
They're going to get Aburashed. Hutch Ward checks back in. He had nice play in limited minutes. Backdoor cut. Manning draws the foul. And would you look at that? Lake Erie's going to go to the free throw line for the first time this game with 12-12 left to go.
And how do you get to the line? Go inside. That's what they did. They got him flashing, driving to the hole. Gets in better position. No choice for Williams but to foul him.
Manning came down a little awkward.
Yeah, he did
not look like he was loving how that felt on the left leg.
Should mention Picks is back in there after being stretched out. And I think that was probably just a cramp. And you're right, it is warm in here. I'm usually not a big fan of going through water when you're doing a game, but, man, you can't help it tonight.
Just going to sweat it all out. First free throw
Darn
for
right.
Manning. Ooh, hits off the back iron hard.
That looked like we shot it.
Yeah, yes, that was more akin to
what
we would have.
Yeah.
Looks like Manning will shoot this, and then Damian Williams will check in.
I knew I wasn't good when somebody said to me, maybe you're left-handed.
Are you sure you shoot with your right hand? That time Manning is sure he makes it. He'll head to the bench as Williams checks in. 57-44, Wayne State on top of Lake Erie. 12 minutes, 12 seconds to go.
Manning still not in double figures. The only guy in double figures for them is Picks with 13. The Warriors have three guys.
Lake Erie with a 1-2-2 zone. Wayne State not too many issues with it. Briggs brings it up to Williams Jr. across the arc. Harris drives, kicks over. Williams, corner three, nothing but net. Have a night, young man.
You want to beat a zone, drive into it, kick out.
60-44, Wayne State on top. Hornbeek drives with the left, kicks into the corner, sends back up for Irwin, the three, and the answer, big answer from Josh Irwin, the redshirt sophomore from Mayfield Heights, Ohio.
That gives him five, his first triple.
60-47, Wayne State in the lead. Carmelo Harris, as the Lake Erie bench tries to provide some juice, it's a chance of defense coming out. Harris hands off up top to Ray Williams Jr., finds Ward, down to nine on the shot clock. Right side, Briggs, step back, looking for something, floats inside. Golson has to get the shot off, he does, and he puts it right down Woodward. 62-47, Wayne State on top.
I'm going to tell you, that is a hard shot. That's not a 15-foot mid-range. That's 8 feet. That is not a normal distance.
Floater on the other end from Leibacher gets the friendly roll. 62-49, Wayne State on top. 10:45 to go in the second half. Harris to the right side. Briggs sends it around. Williams Jr. to the short corner for Golson. Golson, jab step jumper, nothing but net again. 64-49. Those rims, are they expanding a little bit?
Credit Wayne State for responding.
Leibacher draws a foul. It will be on Harris. No shot. It'll be Lake Erie basketball on the baseline when we come back. 10:24 to go in the second half. Wayne State 64, Lake Erie 49. You're listening to Wayne State Warrior Basketball.
Are you ready? Ready to find the right care that works for you? Care that connects you to what you need anytime, anywhere, and fits best with your lifestyle? Whether it's in person or in your pajamas, online or over the phone, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan connects you to the care you need when you need it most. With the largest network of doctors and hospitals, an easy-to-use mobile app, and a 24-hour nurse line. Because we're always ready to help. Learn more about Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan at bcbsm.com.
Warrior Basketball plays on WDTK Detroit.
For every free throw that the Warriors make this season, Michigan Dairy Farmers will donate 1 gallon of milk to the W Food Pantry.
.10:24 to go in the second half. Wayne State with a 15-point lead. Brady Beaton alongside Joe Abramson. And Joe, have to like what Wayne State's doing.
Gotta love it. This got cut to 10 points a couple of times. And give Lake Erie credit. You got to make adjustments. Well, what do you do if you're Wayne State? You got to respond to those adjustments. What am I talking about? Warriors are beating them in the paint 26-16. How do you handle that? You go zone. Lake Erie's done it. Well, how do you beat a zone? Hit jump shots.
Right.
Warriors are doing that now.
And the zone press from Lake Erie is almost a half-hearted press.
Yeah,
they're not trying to force turnovers.
Yeah, they're they're just trying to slow them down. But when they get into the zone on defense, they're trying to keep them out of the paint. Well, hit the Jays.
Foul on the inbound, I believe. They will get Ward for the foul. That's Wayne State's fifth team foul. Lake Erie inbounds up top. Williams hands off to Picks. Returns Irwin, looks for another three. That one missed badly. Wayne State with the rebound. Here they try the double team. Bounce to safety by Rob Lee Jr.
It's his first time on the floor.
Lennox up top, returns near side. Ward drives through the double team. A triple bounce pass to the far side. Eventually found it. Lee Jr. drives, floater up, and it doesn't look like that was his first shot of the day, but has the touch. 66-49, Wayne State.
I mean, less than a minute, he's got 2 points. That's a heck of a pace.
Quick jumper from Leibacher, misses short. Rebound brought in by Wayne State's Lennox. Lennox gets his pocket pick, but it bounces right to Coffey. Warriors keep possession. Three up for Ward, misses short. Forced that one a bit. Lake Erie with the rebound.
Warriors up 17. Probably can't quite put it away yet, but you can sure make things miserable for Lake Erie. You get a couple of possessions in a row where you deny him like you just did and then convert it.
Jumper misses short for Hornbeek. Wayne State with the rebound over to Lennox. 9:10 left to go in the second half. Wayne State 66, Lake Erie 49. Coffey straight away, ball on the left hip. One dribble, fakes the handoff to Lee Jr., gives to Lennox. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Lennox finds some separation. Fadeaway shot in the paint, misses everything, and the ball is thrown off the legs of Irwin, out of bounds.
3.9 on the shot clock, though. This is going to be a quick catch and shoot, maybe a dribble. But great effort by the Warriors just to maintain this at all. And the Warriors, that zone is keeping the interior away from them. Going to have to hit a jump shot here, I would think.
Quick inbound to Coffey. Oh, he knows he has to go. Down to a second shot. Up, it hits the rim and gets the roll. Oh, these rims have been kind to the Warriors tonight.
That was nice.
68-49 after the Coffey two-pointer.
It's just soft shooter's roll. What are you talking about? Come on.
They have been nice shots, but they have gotten some generous rolls. Lake Erie driving. Hughes draws the foul. That'll be Wayne State's sixth.
Yeah, and that was Ward, and he's just getting pushed in there, doing a good job, I think, there of just denying him, though. Don't give him an easy layup.
That soft shot on the other end was a thing of beauty from Coffey. Lake Erie inbound, goes to Hughes. Hughes drives, underhand shot, draws the foul, and he'll head to the line for two.
Was that? Yeah, it's Ward again. And that might be a matter of inexperience.
Yeah, maybe an unnecessary one coming over to help, but I think Coffey would have had that one covered.
I think it's a little bit of an experience. Also, just a little bit of your freshman who hasn't been in the weight room too much. Let Ruben Mendoza get a hold of this guy, and that 6'7", 207 can become 6'7", 227.
Oh, yeah, very quickly. First free throw rolls in from Hughes. Brings it to 68-50.
Just their third free throw attempt of the game.
Brian Smothers and crew trying to stack wins together. Win two home games in a row. Second free throw misses short, but a foul called. And, Joe, after a first half where we said it was pretty conservative with the whistles, now they're letting them fly.
It's the opposite. In fact, look at the team fouls. 8 on Lake Erie, 7 on Wayne State. We're shooting the rest of the way. I know we talked hour before this game started about the difference between the men's game and the women and playing quarters and halves. And this is why I like quarters, because you reset them after 10 minutes. Now you're going to play 8:30 with people going back and forth and turning this into a free throw contest.
So the last foul was on Lake Erie. That will send Hutch Ward to the line.
Shooting the 1-1 here.
Front end, pure right down the middle. So number 32 has 4 points. Hit that three way back in the first half. Second free throw up, second free throw in.
All of a sudden, 20-point lead.
70-50, Wayne State on top of Lake Erie, just under 8.5 to go, and another whistle. Is that on Coffey? That'll be on Coffey,
wow, away from
his
the ball.
Second.
And all he's doing is trying to deny Manning position in the post, so far away from the action that we really weren't paying attention.
And Joe, I don't think this game has gotten chippy by any means that has given a reason for this to tighten up. That's the one thing that just, if you're going to call it loose in the first 5 minutes, call it loose in the last five.
Thank you.
Front end of the 1-1, misses. Manning can't find the mark from the line. Coffey with the rebound, gives to Lee, and another foul called. And now it's Rob Lee Jr.'s turn to shoot some free throws.
And, yeah, you know what? There's a case, again, we didn't really get a good look at what happened down at the other end, but this one, I'm all for Warriors getting free throws, but that doesn't get called in the first half.
No.
Not tonight, not the way it was being called.
Because we mentioned it, I think, in the first half when Kyle Conley was trying to work the officials. First free throw falls for Rob Lee Jr. He gets on the score. Excuse me, adds more to his score. But you get a feel, and then you adjust to that, and you go the rest of the game.
Yeah.
But when they do a 180 at this point, it's hard to recover. Second free throw up and in. 72-50, a 22-point lead for Wayne State.
Yeah, biggest lead they've had. Remember, this thing got cut to 10. That wasn't panic area, but it was at least better take it serious again. Well, the Warriors responded.
Liebacher hands to Manning in the paint, working through contact, and another foul called. I believe that is four or five straight possessions with a foul. We'll have some free throws when we come back. 7:59 to go in this one. Wayne State 72, Lake Erie 50. You're listening to Wayne State Warrior Basketball.
Uniprop is proud to sponsor the fine athletes that participate at Wayne State University. Wayne State is the heart of Detroit, and the young student-athletes that represent the university and the city are a great example of dedication to living a healthy, productive life. Uniprop has been based in southeastern Michigan for 40 years, investing in private equity and real estate to support the area and its residents, and the support for Wayne State is just an extension of that.
You're listening to Warrior Basketball from the Wayne State Fieldhouse.
Just a tick under 8 minutes to go in this one. Wayne State leads it by 22, 72-50. The game has been called very tightly the last few minutes. And, Joe, if the officials want to turn this into a free throw shooting contest, I think Wayne State will take it the way they've been shooting tonight.
Darn right. And before we get any more free throws here, and Manning might be able to mess up what I'm going to say here because he's 1 for 3. Lake Erie's 2 for 5. Wayne State 17 for 19. Now think about that. Lake Erie's missed more free throws than the Warriors have.
And they've only shot 5.
That's right. 17 for 19 is off the charts good.
Johnny Manning has struggled, just 1 of 3 from the line, 4 of 17 for the field for the Storm leading scorer. Hits the front end of this 1-1. And both teams with now 9 fouls. No more 1-1. Oh. We're going 2 shots the rest of the way.
And it took till the 7:59 mark for Manning to get into double figures.
Manning rattles the second one home, 72-52. Lake Erie coming with the press again. They don't try to trap too often. Harris on the far side, setting up the Wayne State offense. Maybe a little too early to go into kill the clock mode. I think he's still run your offense as normal. And
well,
another foul, so
especially you're Rob
Lee's going to go to the line.
You're going to get to the free throw line if you do it.
A lot of milk for the Wayne State food pantry.
Yeah, and for those that are listening on the radio that aren't seeing this, the Warriors have been getting to the line, but most of that was because they were owning the paint.
Yes.
And those were fouls committed down low. This thing was committed out where Steph Curry shoots from.
The first free throw up and in. And Rob Lee's saying, all right, I mean, I'll add to my point total. I have no problem taking these ones.
They're free throws. They're free.
Yes. I mean, hence the name.
Yes, they're free. They're 18 for 20 now, by the way. I jinxed it. My bad.
Misses the back end. 73-52, 21-point Wayne State lead, 7:39 to go. Hornbeek inside, Irwin with the left hand off the glass and in, and no whistle. So play will go
I'll
on.
I'll tell you what, a good flash by Irwin coming from the weak side, cutting across, lefty off the glass. Good execution. That's one of the better executed plays by the Storm today.
Wayne State with the ball in a 19-point lead. Rob Lee Jr. for 3, nothing but net. How about this young man's second half?
I like that execution, by the way. Wide open 3 and he hit it.
Brings it to 76-54.
That's how you break the zone.
Hughes drives, stops, throws the shot up and right down the middle. Leon Hughes finds the bottom of the basket to make it 76-56.
And, yeah, this, you're right, Brady. This press, it makes them work a little bit, but it's not really causing any concerns as far as turnovers.
I don't know if they forced a turnover behind the half-court stripe. Wayne State with the ball, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Far side, the drive from Harris. The fadeaway rattles it home. Carmelo Harris adds on to the scoring barrage, 78-56, and Wayne State shooting at a ridiculous rate right now.
I was about to say, I'm going to stand corrected on something. I said at
Manning
halftime.
Manning in close with the two to make it 78-58.
Now, they're up to 40%, but the Warriors are at 57.4, and that's about what they were at halftime. And I said, well, there's no way this lasts. So far, I'm wrong.
6:12 to go in the contest. Wayne State up by 20. Rob Lee Jr., he's had a heck of a second half. Dumps off to Adley, gets inside, loses the handle on it. Manning corrals it for Lake Erie. Gets the turnover. Storm working the other way. If they want to get back in this one, they're going to have to make a run and fast. Irwin up top. Manning was jockeying for possession. Ball finally gets their finger roll off the glass and in.
I think if you're the Warriors right now, as long as you make them take time off the clock, you let them have those. What you don't want is for them to start raining triples. They're 8 for 22, by the way, Lake Erie is. I don't think I'd be too worried about them starting to get hot from outside, but you just got to don't let it happen.
78-60, Wayne State on top. Rob Lee, same spot. He hit the last three from that one a little flat. Hits off the front iron. Rebound by Lake Erie's Josh Irwin. Up the right side, Hornbeek. Gives inside Manning, trying to get their leading scorer going. Ball was tipped, and it went up in the air. Landed on the baseline, out of bounds. It will stay Lake Erie basketball. 19 seconds on the shot clock, 5:15 on the game clock, and an 18-point lead for Wayne State on the scoreboard.
Yeah, that was a good deflection by Adley, just nothing he could do about keeping it in bounds.
Manning back to the basket. He tried to turn and flip that one, never got over the rim.
Golson had all the position in the world there, bothered that shot.
Ray Williams Jr. picks up his dribble as he crosses half court. Finds Adley, dribbles in, now brings it back out. Maybe now you go to the little more conservative game.
Going to your offense around 10.
Adley working down the left side, 10 on the shot clock. Kicks out to Harris. One dribble, gives right side. Rob Lee with 4 on the shot clock, up and under. Throws off the back iron, not doing much. A foul called on Rob Lee Jr. Got just a little too aggressive going for that board.
Yeah, and he never had a chance at getting the ball. And the ball went out of bounds off of him, but while he was trying to deflect it, he committed the foul. That's the right call. For all the ticky-tack that we've been kind of complaining about, that one was the right call.
And that's one where if you're Coach Smothers, you just say, I love the effort.
Yeah.
I love what you're trying to do, but you're up 18.
Right.
And now you're giving them a chance to score with the clock stop. Even if you just let them get the rebound, it'll take them 5-10 seconds to get down the floor.
Won't happen when he's a sophomore, but he's a freshman. That's how you learn. And I guess if you're Coach Smothers, a good time to have him learn with an 18-point
right.
lead.
First free throw for Manning is good. Rob Lee Jr. checks out. He had a really nice second half, the freshman from Flint Beecher. They have some pretty good basketball in Flint.
I remember a long time ago, that guy named Roy Marble.
Johnny Manning's second free throw falls. He's starting to find the stroke. And as he does, they'll check him out. Damian Williams replaces Manning. And Lake Erie backs off the press. 4:40 to go in this contest. 78-62, Wayne State on top. They've led basically wire to wire. Right side for Briggs. Back up top. Harris returns to Briggs. Right back to Harris, the three up off the left iron, rebound brought in by Irwin and Lake Erie. On the left side, Hornbeek pulls up the three, halfway down, back out. Irwin with the rebound goes up and in, draws the foul, looking to complete the three-point play.
That thing was in and out, and then Irwin got the three, well, he got the two and possibly the three anyway, and they make this free throw. Don't be shocked to see if Brian Smothers calls a timeout here. It's 14 points. You're probably okay, but not definitely okay.
The lefty misses the free throw long, stays at 78-64, 4:05 to go. Wayne State on top. Harris on the left side, gives to the middle for Adley. Returns near side, Harris. Lake Erie in a 2-3 zone, and they're shading Coffee. Left wing, Harris. Back up top. Briggs taking his time, 8 on the clock. To the far side, Ray Williams Jr. back to the basket. Ooh, a fadeaway that hits the front iron. That one, not a high percentage chance. Lake Erie going the other way. Bishko to the corner. Simons, name we haven't said all night, checks in. Back out, the three up. The three is in, and we have a foul. I think the three is going to count,
and
Lake Erie's getting the basketball.
And Brian Smothers is going to want a timeout, I think.
Ooh. Well, we will step aside for our media timeout. 3:27 to go. Lake Erie's making this one interesting, 78-67. Wayne State doesn't have this one wrapped up yet. We'll have the conclusion when we come back. You're listening to Wayne State Warrior Basketball.
Hey, Warrior fans. The Wayne State University men's and women's basketball teams will next be at home on Sunday, November 26th with a doubleheader against the Blue Devils of Lawrence Tech University. The men will play first, tipping off at 1 p.m. inside the fieldhouse, followed by the women starting up at approximately 3 p.m. We hope you can join us on game day. Go Warriors!
Back to Midtown Detroit and the Wayne State Fieldhouse for more Warrior basketball.
.327 left to go in Wayne State. Lead has evaporated to 78-67, still an 11-point advantage, but this was in the 20s at one point, and Lake Erie not going away quietly.
Oh, this was 70 to 50.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, not, I mean, a breath ago.
Wayne State scoreless in the last 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
And you get that three, the foul away from the ball. That's going to be free throws. This can be a 5-point possession. And again, no more 1-1.
Todd Simons, the sophomore out of Austin Town, Ohio, by way of Butler County Community College, makes the first free throw. And an interesting time to put Simons in,
yeah.
But makes the first free throw. If he makes the second, it's a single-digit ball game. Second free throw up and off the back iron. Rebound Wayne State. Mario Adley.
Still
walks it up.
A 4-point trip for the Storm. And the Warriors, like I said a few minutes ago, not quite comfortable yet. You still got to take this game seriously.
Adley drives, and he draws the foul, and that's probably the last thing Kyle Conley wanted to see from the Lake Erie bench.
Yeah, and if you're the Warriors, you'll take the points. You'd really like that clock to keep moving. Interesting what time it is on the clock right now. We ought to mention since, you know, where we're located.
3:13 on the clock.
Yeah.
In the 3:13.
That's right.
And you have number 5 to Mario Adley, hits the first free throw. Adley up to 13 points, one of 4 Warriors in double figures.
Just realized something. You call Warrior football, you never get to see a number 5.
Not too often. No, I don't.
No, you don't ever. That's retired.
I was on the team when they retired it. And
that was a great night.
And a kid was wearing number 5 at halftime. The 3 is up for Lake Erie. Misses long. Coffee brings it in for Wayne State. He will slow this down. Big man trying to get rid of it. And I thought Brian Smothers was trying to call a timeout.
Is it awarded?
It now is, with 2:53 to go in the ball game. 79-68. We'll step aside for a quick moment. You're listening to Wayne State Warrior Basketball.
Fall is so exciting. Wayne State is filled with students, and the university is buzzing with activity.
Dr. Kimberly Andrews Espy, president of Wayne State University.
In a remarkable city like Detroit, on a beautiful campus like Wayne State's, anything and really everything is possible. To our students, we are so thrilled that you chose Wayne State for your academic journey to pursue your dreams for a bright future. You belong here, and you will succeed.
Follow the bouncing ball with the Warriors on the Patriot.
Two minutes and 53 seconds left in this one. Wayne State an 11-point lead, which if you're just joining us, you're thinking, all right, good job. Wayne stayed in control. This was a 20-point game not too long ago. Lake Erie is, no pun intended, trying to storm back.
Darn right they are. And you know what? They're getting to the free throw line. You know the other thing? Mentioned it a little bit earlier. They're distributing the ball. 20 assists on 26 baskets. 9 different guys with an assist. So it's not like it's one point guard driving in, finding guys. They're just sharing the ball and finding the best shot they can.
Johnny Manning leading the way for Lake Erie, but I believe the term uses volume shooter, 17 points on 6 of 20 shooting.
A lot of volume.
A lot of volume. It's taken about a third of the Storm shots. Inbound comes in immediately, and a foul called on the double team. They will give it to number 21, Todd Simons. And well, Wayne State's going to go to the line for two.
And Simons, you'd mentioned, he's only been in there for a minute, already made a free throw, committed a foul. I guess, you know, you're going to have to commit fouls if you're Lake Erie if you're going to want to make this happen.
But
problem
still,
for you is the Warriors.
3 minutes left. You can try and trap and.
Yeah, you're 19. You're fouling a team that's 19 for 23.
Yeah, that's.
And you're not 1-1.
I take my chances trying to get a stop.
Yeah.
Defensively, first free throw up and rattles in and out for Jordan Briggs. Briggs, that was just his first free throw of the night. Second one falls, splits the pair, 80-68. Wayne State on top of Lake Erie, 2:47 and rolling. Lake Erie with the basketball. Hornbeek on the left wing uses a screen from Manning. Open look for three, and it rims out. Had a good look at it, just couldn't find the bottom of the basket.
How about Williams? Rebound number 14.
And he skied for that one. Harris long pass to Coffee, and he works through some traffic up and in from in close. 82-68, Wayne State's lead back up to 14, 2:20 left.
You know, Leon Hughes thought about fouling him. Instead, he just gave him the layup. What you didn't want to do was give him a three-point play, but, man, that was kind of easy, actually.
Manning can't answer with the floater for Lake Erie. Had a word for the official, wanted the foul, didn't get it. Wayne State with the basketball. Adley over midcourt. On the right side as we cross or about to cross the two-minute barrier, and they're going to get an injury time out for Kelvin Swims.
Grabbing that left hamstring.
So with 2:01 left, Wayne State will inbound.
And, you know, that was no fake either. You know, sometimes you wonder if a guy's doing.
No, he went right over to the trainer. Inbound into Harris, left wing. Coffee offers up a screen. Pull up 3-9 on the shot clock. Misses short. Ball tipped around. Collected by Lake Erie. Hornbeek on the right side. Hughes back to the left side. Simons finds Manning. Lake Erie taking their time, not their friend. They turn it over, and a nice hawk roll tackle from Manning will draw the foul.
Be his fourth.
1:36 left, and these free throws could be the nail in the coffin.
You know, Liebacher is not on the floor. He only took 2 shots in the first half. He's 4 for 7, 9 points, but he's their second leading scorer this season. Yeah, it's a young season, but he's not even on the floor.
Sometimes in basketball, and it's like this, you can have it in football, you can have it in other sports too. You get to, I just call it burn the boats time as the first free throw falls for Adley, where you don't have to get a good shot. You're going to need luck to come back. And Lake Erie's at the point where if you're taking more than 5-10 seconds to get a shot off, you're doing yourself a disservice. Now down 15.
And I wonder if they didn't just throw up the surrender flag when they pulled Manning out.
Second free throw from Adley misses.
I guess you could say that's an important miss. It's still a 5-possession game instead of 6, but really you're...
1:25 left. Lake Erie needs this 3. Hornbeek misses long. Coffee skies over everyone. And the final 1:15, likely a formality on the near side.
Well, you can see the defense that Lake Erie's playing. Mm-hmm. They've accepted that, too. They know the deal. I mean, and, you know, when you're down 20, to try to get it back to 10 takes so much effort and so much energy that you're just gassed, and it's done.
Final minute in regulation. Ball goes out of bounds. A turnover on a bad post feed to Coffee.
I wonder how much Brian Smothers is like his old coach David Greer, because this is like the perfect situation where there's enough mistakes that you can have a lot of fun at practice.
Moments.
Absolutely.
Simons drives, layup misses, rebound Lake Erie. They keep possession. Hornbeek, near side, taking his time, down to 40 on the game clock. Pick and roll action, and one for Damian Williams. So get a chance to add one more, 83 to 70. But I haven't seen too many 13-point comebacks in 36 minutes, or 36 seconds, rather.
Joe Louis Arena, 1984, but that's, you know, Isaiah Bernard King, but that's like before anybody was born, so.
And now the bench will empty. Well, Wayne State, wholesale hockey change. Let's see, who all do we have on the floor?
Line change, huh?
Chris Mutebi, you have Bryce Essman, you have Eli Lohr out there, along with Justin Ross, and I believe Justice Gordon will round out the 5-4 Wayne State.
You know, Mutebi, his older brother Nick played when we called these games for Comcast, and man, that was the most interesting man in the world.
Really?
That guy, he did mission work in Africa. He was a great student, solid basketball player. I remember doing a feature with him, and I was like, this guy really is like the most fascinating student athlete I've ever talked to. It was incredible.
You're like, oh, my life's boring.
I'm triple this guy's age, and I have not done what he's done.
The and one free throw was good. Justice Gordon, the sophomore out of Ontario, brings the ball up. 6-second difference between shot and game clock. Gordon says, I want 2 points, and he draws the foul, and he'll get a chance at him.
You said there was a hockey line change. Canadian gets in the game.
Coincidence?
I don't know.
27 seconds left as Gordon looks to add his name to the score sheet. Would be the 10th different Warrior to score. 5 in double figures. First free throw misses long. Gordon spins the ball on the left, dribbles, shoots with the right. Hits
there
the second,
go.
84-71. See if Lake Erie will attempt a shot or if they'll just run this final 20-some seconds out. Look like they'll stay in the offense.
You know, these are the guys that don't play a lot. They got to get their shots up, and you can't fault that at all.
Slocum's shot missed it, but Segalin's shot on the rebound went back up and in. 10 seconds left. Gordon brings it over midcourt.
Lays it down.
Last 5 seconds. And the handshakes will start, and Wayne State wins their second in a row, 84-73. They led this one all the way.
Absolutely. You know, it got a little tight early in the first half. Coach Smothers calls a timeout, took care of it.
We will
did the same thing the second half.
Absolutely. We'll take a short break. When we come back, myself and Joe Abramson will give some of our thoughts on the game, get into the post-game action. Again, Wayne State takes the victory, 84-73. We'll tell you all about it when we come back. You're listening to Wayne State Warrior Basketball.
Hey, Warrior fans. The 2023-24 basketball season is officially here as Wayne State basketball season tickets are on sale right now starting at $75. The WSU men are slated to play 14 regular season games inside the fieldhouse, while the women are scheduled for 13 of them. Faculty and staff receive a 50% discount off a regular season ticket by contacting the box office for purchasing information. The box office is located inside the Wayne State Fieldhouse or can be reached via phone at 313-577-4074. Again, the box office is located inside the Wayne State Fieldhouse or can be reached via phone at 313-577-4074. Go Warriors!
Fieldhouse or Warriors with the victory over Lake Erie, 84-73. And, well, it was a performance that Wayne State, they just dominated from start to finish. And one of the guys that really stood out for Wayne State was Ray Williams Jr. He was in double figures, had a double-double, 14-14. We will bring him on. Ray had a very solid night tonight. You were all over the floor. You were on the floor basically the whole night. How did it feel out there collecting a double-double and a second straight victory?
Hey, I mean, it felt good. I mean, I'm a senior now. The goal is to win, for first and foremost. Just going out there, giving it everything I can for my guys, you know, every single night, competing and bringing home the W, making the fans happy.
Talk to Coach Smothers before the game. One thing he mentioned is trying to get some of the younger guys and some of the new guys that came in understand what the system is, how Wayne State Warrior basketball is supposed to be played. As one of the veterans in the group, how do you help show that? Because I'm sure tonight when they go back on film, they're going to say, we want you acting like 23 was out there.
Just going out there, playing hard, staying focused, executing the game plan. We got a lot of talented guys. We're trying to mesh everybody together. You know, everybody's trying to figure out their role right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just going, you can't teach playing hard. You can't teach heart. So just going out there trying to play hard, play smart, you know, and try to play together with everybody.
I do have to ask, in the very beginning of the game, gave up a few offensive rebounds in the first couple of possessions. Coach Smothers took a quick timeout.
Yeah.
What was the message in that huddle? Because after that, you guys really started to take control of the game.
Oh, yeah. Just letting us know that, you know, that's not acceptable, and he's right. You know, that's not acceptable. We can't start the game off slow like that because, you know, versus some of the better teams in the GLIAC, you know, that is not going to be a game like this. You know, we start off slow like that, you know, those games could be, you know, 20 points, 30-point games quick. So,
well, Ray, congratulations again, a double-double, great performance, second straight Warrior victory. Congrats, and go enjoy it with your team.
Oh, yeah, appreciate that. Nice. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. That's Ray Williams Jr., and he had 14 points, 14 rebounds. And we will step aside for another break. When we come back, we will have more postgame and finish this up. You're listening to Wayne State Warrior Wayne State Warrior Basketball.
When it comes to business, Warriors mean business. Whether you're dreaming of making a profit, making a difference, or both, the lessons learned here can be applied anywhere. In the neighborhood, around the state, across the country, and in the far corners of the world. Through the Mike Ilitch School of Business, you'll learn theory and practice to prepare you for every idea, opportunity, and business model. At this incredible new facility in the District Detroit, business leaders teach classes, students become interns, and graduates get recruited as high-level talent. We're more than in the heart of the city. We're in the heart of the business community, with access to influential thinkers from the public and private sector. We have the tools, the technology, and the relationships that create opportunities for success. So if you're looking to create, innovate, or disrupt, we'll take that drive and make it stronger. To see how being Warrior Strong changes the way the world does business, visit wayne.edu.
Warrior fans, the post-game show continues next.
College athletes build on every opportunity to play, to grow, to break glass ceilings, to blaze a trail, to expand the mind, to leave a legacy, to change history, to win. Because to college athletes, opportunity is just the beginning. Learn more at NCAA.org.
House Warriors with an 84-73 victory. Now joined by assistant coach Ramon McAfee. Coach, after that slow start in the first couple of minutes, your guys really held control. There were a few runs by Lake Erie, but you guys always seem to have the answer. What did you see from the sideline, and what were you guys talking about as a staff?
There's some things that we've tried to address since the preseason, just making sure that we approach every game with the correct habits and approach it with a championship and a blue-collar mindset. But as far as the runs go, I mean, we got a lot of pieces. We got a lot of people that's kind of hard to guard. So a lot of teams going to have to scout 9 or 10 guys that's capable of getting 15 to 20 points a game. So that's what keeps our offense intact.
Lake Erie has a guy coming in, Johnny Manning, who averages about 16, had 17 tonight, but when you look at the anatomy of that 17, 6 of 21 from the floor, 0 of 3 from beyond the arc, got 5, was 5 of 7 from the free throw line. You did a really nice job handling who was their go-to scorer. What was the game plan going in to stop a guy like that, because he never could get in rhythm?
Just make it tough for him. Make him work before the catch. That's always the key against a good player like that, who usually scores the ball when they touches it. So 17 points on 21 shots, that's efficient across the country. So I mean inefficient across the country. So we'll take that every day of the week. But just making him work for everything that he got tonight.
Second straight win for you guys. What have you done right in the last two that maybe you were came up a little short with, or you knew you needed to improve on after the first two?
Sticking to the scout reports a little bit better. I thought those first two games, Hillsdale and Malone, they pulled away in spurts and in moments. Just being able to manage the game and play hard through those moments, specifically in the second half, I think was big for us.
You have another home game coming up on Sunday. It would be the third in a row. How nice is it to stay here in the beautiful field house, especially over a holiday weekend, getting to sleep in your own bed and not have to worry about those road trips?
That's the most underrated thing, going home at night to your wife and kids. That's always great. But we practice here. Mm-hmm. This is our home, and this is a place we will play 30 games if we could. You know, so that always good to have some home cooking. Hope to see more people out in the field house in the future.
I know we talked to Ray Williams Jr. earlier. He had a really nice performance. Who else out there did you think played a solid game for the Warriors?
I thought Jordan Briggs was good. It was good to see Rob Lee finally crack the rotation and see some shots go through the net. I thought Tamario was solid in his minutes. The list could probably go on, but in the same thing as the coach, everybody did something that we can improve on as well. So good game, but let's get better.
Well, that was something my partner Joe Abramson said in the second half. He goes, hey, it was a nice win, but there's enough that when you look back at film, you're not going to be able to kick your feet up and go, yeah, I'm just going to get compliments. I'm sure there's a lot you want to correct before the Lawrence Tech game Sunday.
For sure, and I'm confident that we will. Got practice tomorrow, Thanksgiving off, and two more days to prep for Lawrence Tech. Got to be great days for the guys.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win, and go enjoy it with the guys.
All right, thank you.
That was Ramon McAfee Jr., one of the assistant coaches for your Wayne State Warriors. We'll take one final break. When we come back, we'll wrap up this broadcast, get Joe Abramson's final thoughts and more. You're listening to Wayne State Warrior Basketball.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
To college athletes, the whole world looks like an opportunity. One to be seized, built upon, and made better. To push their sport further. To broaden their minds. To help communities they live in. And to inspire those who follow. Because to college athletes, every opportunity is a chance to change what could be and show the world what opportunity can do. Learn more at NCAA.org.
Warrior fans, there's more to come in the post-game show.
Our industry, business, nonprofit, and clinical partners know that Wayne State is the talent pipeline for Detroit and beyond. It's why they support our students through internships and other learning by doing career experiences.
Dr. Kimberly Andrews Espy, president of Wayne State University.
And these same partners have first dibs to hire some of Michigan's most career-prepared professionals. Wayne State is working hard to ensure that our most precious resource stays right here in Michigan and delivers results that advance the future of our state.
Non-conference victory tonight, 84-73. Brady Beaton and Joe Abramson here with the post-game. Joe, I mean, final thoughts. You heard Ray Williams Jr. talk. You heard our assistant coaches talk. What did you think of what they had to say and your thoughts on this game?
You know, it's still early in the season. I think it's a lot of what Coach Smothers said to you in the pregame, still seeing who fits where.
Right.
Who fits together, who doesn't, what sets work. And there was a little bit of a feeling each other out there. There were enough mistakes early on. Coach mentioned it. We mentioned it during the game. There's enough there to look at the film and say, okay, guys, that worked tonight. That's not going to work later in the season. This has to get tightened up.
Well, and it's really nice to sit back and film and go, hey, we got the win, and it's easier to go, but we need to do this, this, and this better.
Absolutely.
And also, when you have one of your senior leaders in Ray Williams Jr. saying, we need to do this, that it's not acceptable. I mean, the old cliche is the best-led teams are player-led teams.
Yeah.
And when the message is coming from a guy who's been here a while, it's usually easier for the coaches to get it across.
Absolutely. And you talk about a guy getting a double-double. He had a double 14.
Right.
14 points, 14 boards, and did a lot more than just that. He was a leader out there on the floor. I'll tell you another thing I think that's great, though, is you got everybody into the game. They all got to be a part of it, and it was part of a victory. They all got to feel part of a victory right before Thanksgiving and just get, you know, especially those freshmen, you know this, at some point you got to play your first game.
Right.
You got to get that out of your system, get the nerves of that. Well, hopefully maybe that happens so guys can relax a little bit, make it feel more normal next time.
And Hutch Ward, Rob Lee Jr., a couple of young guys that you mentioned had, they didn't play 25 minutes and were a huge part, but when they came in, they did their part and they had some flashes.
You know what? They had flashes. Yeah, they didn't do anything huge, but you know what? What they did mattered.
Right.
And they certainly didn't hurt the team when they were in there. So, yeah, for them, they'll feel better coming in, and I got to think Brian Smothers feels better about putting them in.
All right, Joe, any final thoughts before we send this one home?
No, that'll be it. And I'm the Swiss Army knife, so I guess
I'll go from
this to your seat on Sunday.
Yep, the next Wayne State broadcast on the Patriot will be this Sunday, November 26th, as Joe Abramson and Andy Dole bring you the Warriors men basketball from right here in the Wayne State Fieldhouse against Lawrence Tech. Early one, pregame show starts at 12:45. Well, Joe, thank you for sitting next to me tonight. Thank you to our executive producer, Brian Valesky. Thank you to everyone here at the Wayne State Fieldhouse. Fieldhouse, not an easy job. Thank you to our just everyone for listening, because it's an early season basketball game, a lot of fun. So thank you so much. For my partner Joe Abramson, I'm Brady Beaton. You've been listening to Wayne State Warrior Basketball.
Warriors Basketball is sponsored by Andiamo, Radisson Hotel Detroit Southfield, Born in Detroit, Uniprop, Nike, Beyond Juice, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Detroit Sports Commission, Henry Ford Health Systems, Jimmy John's, United Dairy Industry of Michigan, Michigan First Credit Union, Tropical Smoothie, Condado Tacos, National Trails, and brought to you by Smokey G's Smokehouse.
Furnished by Wayne State University Athletics with FM 101.5 and AM 1400. The Patriot. Go Warriors!